Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump will meet with two wartime leaders today. Talks with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Ukrainian President Zelensky. Separate back-to-back meetings today at the White House. Just as firefighters start to get a handle on massive wildfires near one of France's premier wine regions, another heat wave is on the way, expected to send temperatures well into the 90s. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
Firefighters west of Bordeaux are reporting a relatively good night in which they've been able to put out a number of new outbreaks, but the overall surface of the destruction has not increased. The situation, they say, remains stabilized, but not under control. Today, though, will be crucial because temperatures are set to climb steeply into the late 30s Celsius. This return of the heat, combined with a wind from the east, will act on smoldering embers of vegetation and cause them to burst back into flame. Overnight, in this morning, the task is to create more fire breaks by clearing brush and to locate and douse as soon as possible any new sign of combustion.
A tsunami advisory after a 7.1 earthquake rattled Japan's southern main island of Kyushu, about 550 miles southwest of Tokyo. Tens of thousands without power in the wake of a tornado caused widespread damage in northeastern Wisconsin yesterday. Other parts of the Midwest also blasted by powerful storms. Seattle police believe at least three gunmen were involved in a deadly shooting at a crowded food festival over the weekend. One suspect is dead, another still at large. As for the third,
the Seattle Police Department detained a 15-year-old juvenile in connection with the shooting.
Seattle Mayor Katie Wilson says it may have been gang-related violence. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 176 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 220 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Well, it's official. My friends have all switched to Pure Talk because I told them they could save a bunch of money on a super reliable high-speed network with unlimited data. And because they're my friends, they trust me. As for the rest of you, well, Pure Talk understands that even though you might like me, you're not just going to take my word for it, nor should you. For that reason, and for a very limited time, Pure Talk is offering any of their plans for just $15 a month for the first 3 months, including their top-tier unlimited plan that normally sells for $65 a month. Think of it like a test drive, a super simple way to save $150 while you kick the tires on Pure Talk's blazing fast network, and a fine way to see for yourself why I switched from Big Wireless, along with a few hundred thousand of my closest friends. Dial #250, say micro, and be connected to Pure Talk's friendly U.S. customer service team. Again, dial #250, say micro, and let the savings begin.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And actually, a pretty good start early this morning. Already, though, we've been a little bit slow here going into the left tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Doesn't appear to be there's a problem, and it looks like all the green arrows are up, so we're getting four lanes through, but it's bogged down just a bit as you're going into the tunnel. And even about 7 or 8 minutes ago, we had a little slowing at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Now that has cleared, and 895 looks good. Beltway is fine. JFX, no problems. The interstate's inbound to 695, checking in with all the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Nottingham and 73 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Brought to you by Vinny Steo. A man accused of killing his girlfriend in Howard County has been arrested on a warrant in Texas. Darwin Carcamo Santiago was taken into custody without incident on Monday afternoon on charges that include the first-degree murder of Esmeralda Perez Mendez of Tacoma Park. Perez Mendez was found dead in a bedroom of a home in the 9,000 block of Watchlight Court in Columbia on Sunday afternoon. Investigators say she had suffered injuries consistent
with being strangled. And Brandon Scott says it's been more than a year since McElderry Park has seen a homicide in its Safe Streets catchment area. There has not been a murder in the community for 403 days, and the mayor says that's the kind of progress that's possible when the city invests in community and data-driven strategies. Over the past year, the McElderry Park site recorded more than 358 successful mediations to de-escalate potentially violent conflicts. The mayor calls the milestone historic and credits the community violence intervention ecosystem. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 911, the pick four 9053. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Nice win for the Birds last night in Motown.
Mayo elevates the ball to deep left field. Veerle twisting back. It's going to go. Kobe Mayo continues the home run barrage.
Who says Kobe Mayo can't hit right-handed pitching, huh?
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Mayo's two-run shot, his 14th of the year, came in the fifth. It gave the Birds a 7-3 lead on their way to an 8-5 win over the Tigers, and in the process dealt one of their wild card foes a blow. Just five games before the deadline, Birds pound out 12 hits in all. Manager Albernez was pleased after the game.
It was just great at-bats. I mean, they had it was a great plan going in, and our guys were diligent and stubborn, and, you know, when he didn't make a mistake out over the plate, our guys put good swings on it. You know.
Kyle Bradish didn't have his best stuff last night, allowing five runs on 10 hits in 4 2/3, but the bullpen picked him up with 4 1/3 of shutout ball. Meanwhile, Owings Mills will be hopping this morning. A lot of fancy cars belonging to players. Pulling up to the castle as veterans report today for a season of change in Baltimore. First practice tomorrow at 11 a.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, another tragic story in the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer. Keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, July the 28th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up at this hour, we find out that Maryland Veep, that's your emission, you know, your tailpipe test. They're double charging you. in some cases. Boy, it's bad enough they raised it, doubled the fee. Now they might be double charging your credit card. The latest on that. Bottom of the hour, the Tony Diaries are out, and boy, they are embarrassing. And it proves what we always suspected of Tony Fauci. He's a liar. He's a fraud. He's intoxicated with fame. All of the above. But our top story here today is Dan Cox, the Republican gubernatorial nominee for governor, sat down with Mackenzie Frost at Fox 45 for an in-studio interview last night. And the central issue of his campaign is obviously to unseat Wes Moore as governor, but it's going to be about the affordability crisis here in the state of Maryland. And specifically, what's the difference, he was asked, between last time out in 2022 and this year?
What's different is Wes Moore has taken us on this journey, and everyone understands that it's less affordable in Maryland. We have the highest electric bills in the nation. We have, you know, the second worst economy and some of the highest cost of living standards, such that, you know, many of our young people and our seniors are having to move out. We're going to turn that around because we see that with just basic accountability, we can bring back a lower tax base, a lower tax assessment, and empower more homeownership and an opportunity for everyone, which will also help the job base. So it's all about the economy.
It is all about the economy. It is all about the affordability. And what's difficult in these settings, you got about a 6-minute interview, and it's hard to get into specifics. And I think that's what these independents or unaffiliateds are going to need. Some of these, you know, Republicans that did not vote for him last time, did not support him, the Hogan acolytes, if you will, of course, some of the crossover Democrats. So he's going to need to get into specifics at some point in time, and I'm sure he will. Remember, he lost to Moore roughly by 30 percentage points last time around, and that's why Mackenzie asked him about the difference. She also asked him, how are you going to work with a Democrat supermajority in the Maryland General Insane Asylum?
Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing about politics in Maryland, and the opportunity we have in our Democratic system is to work across the aisle. I've done that as a state delegate. I intend to do that. But yes, the executive office has tremendous influence. It has one of the most powerful opportunities in America over the budget. We see right now that Wes Moore took a $5 billion surplus that Governor Hogan left us, and he's not only spent that, Mackenzie, but now we're looking at up to $4 billion structural deficit. We can do better, and we have a key bridge that's not even begun to be built. So we have a lot that we can do as an executive to make sure that these changes happen immediately. I intend to do that, and one of the issues that people see is that Wes Moore is not even here sometimes.
Yeah, and a lot of the time he's out of state. And in fact, I don't know if it's the majority of the time, but it seems like an inordinate amount of time is spent out of the state. But then he was asked about the central issue in this campaign is going to be affordability.
Well, you know, you look around and there's a lot of blame that goes on. I know Governor Moore tends to try to point the blame, but the problem that we see is that you can't point too far because there are other Democratic states that are doing just fine compared to Maryland. So we see that the way that the administration in Maryland has handled this has been a disaster. We have a desire for no more because we have truly some of the worst opportunities available for young people. Just take the tax issue for a second. 20% increase by Governor Moore, 20% added on to our assessment valuation, and that's not the end of it. It's going to be more. And then we see a payment plan for car registration fees. This has got to change. We're going to eliminate that and make sure we reduce those fees and lower the taxes.
All right, more coming up with Dan Cox, his interview last night. Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45. It's 6:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's a wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop right over Eastern Avenue, and it's a vehicle on its roof. Tires straight up. The driver is out on the side. They're attending to him. But for right now, if you're coming down from the Back River Bridge or heading towards Dundalk, you'll get by on the right shoulder and then heads up for the ramp. As you come to the top of the ramp, it's going to be just a merge with the traffic that's coming down the shoulder where normally you would have clearing to come out on the ramp. So a little bit slow there at the ramp as well. But the main line of the Beltway, only the shoulder is getting by. The outer loop is having no problems at all. And they're really not even looking at it at this point with a problem. But single lane right now, inner loop as you're coming down from the Back River Bridge. And we just got word there's a minor wreck downtown Fayette Street, very close to the ramp. at the bottom end of the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast tracking some strong storms for later this afternoon and into this evening. Temperatures are going to be warming up on Wednesday, and it'll be in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees for tomorrow. So today, though, we got some strong weather heading our way, and stay weather alert, as they say, because these could be heavy downpours, gusty winds. You know the routine already. Right now, 74 in Annapolis. It is 70 in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Fauci files are out. Tony's diaries. Boy, is this guy, he might, I don't know who's the bigger narcissist, Obama or Fauci, or maybe they're both right up there.
Yeah, maybe they should have bookend books.
Yeah, he was intoxicated by fame. And what we find out is that he would say one thing publicly and then privately in his notes, he would do the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into this in greater detail.
Crazy that he wrote a diary
on
it.
Yeah, 1,100 page of diary.
Thank you, Fauci.
Thanks for nothing, really.
Right.
He was telling people that they couldn't gather for Thanksgiving dinner, and yet he was having private soirees with fake Tapper and other media types.
Right.
They would go over to Jake Tapper's house, and they'd have their little meals together and plot how they were going to lie to the American people.
I like to talk and talk behind the glass to your loved ones, go into the nursing homes where they would later die.
And he's supposed to testify today. I wonder if he's just going to take the fifth, because after these diaries that Rand Paul has released, it has got to be extremely embarrassing, but maybe he likes the publicity.
What an evil little man.
Who knows? Matt Damon has revealed he had a female stunt double during the filming of the movie The Odyssey. He said that the female stunt double had the greatest arms I've ever seen. Oh, my God, was it Michelle Obama?
Big Mike.
Yeah.
Everybody likes Big Mike.
Big Mike.
The world stockpile of gasoline has fallen to a historic low. But don't worry, Maggie says she'll wait until the gas light comes on before she worries about it.
I know, I do. I know, I'm like, blankety blank, you know.
Michelle,
you're sucking up sludge from the tank.
Michelle is sitting in for Kristen here the next several days. That's the other voice you hear here this morning. The 90s pop duet Roxette has canceled their 40th anniversary concert tour. And sad news for the person who bought the only ticket.
Roxette.
One person in the front row.
Yeah.
They touted that they would be the next ABBA. I don't think so.
Yeah. They were mildly talented, but ABBA was off the charts, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But they notice a lot of these guys now are just running out of gas. Rod Stewart had to suck on an oxygen tank in the middle of a song.
Isn't that horrible?
Bon Jovi just canceled because of a sinus infection in the middle of a concert. And all sorts of people are having trouble. These aging rockers are trying to hang
on.
Billy
Joel.
Saw Bobby Gentry is 84 today.
Yeah.
Bobby Gentry, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So there's some, and Frankie Valli was still performing as of last year. I think now he just does a video and narrates some of his songs.
Yeah, what is he, 91?
He's up. He's 90 plus. So again, it's there's an opportunity to make money here because he never made it with the record labels. That's for sure. New study says that stopping eating 4 hours before bedtime can help ward off dementia. So after you have that midnight snack, you just stay up till 4 a.m. and you'll
just
be fine.
Like we do.
We all leave it for.
New York Mayor Zoran Mamdani's new city-run grocery stores will sell staple items at a 30% discount.
What a deal.
Yeah. Discount markets are called city-run grocery stores. Everywhere else, they're called Aldi.
Right.
We got to pay a quarter to get the cart.
And that's then you can put your, or yeah, bring your own bag.
Police said.
She goes with me.
Oh, burn!
We have to send that one to Debbie.
You're not sending anything. You just be quiet.
Police in London are looking for a man who's accused of assault while wearing a lobster suit.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, they couldn't use cuffs. They used those little rubber bands that they put over their,
that's nice.
Their claws.
He was known as Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is right. Around this time of year in Texas, listen to this. Police get calls about dogs being stuck in area storm drains. The only problem is they're not dogs barking.
Inside of the sewer system where you get that amplification from the tunnels, that sound just like a barking dog. Every time it is frogs. Go out and bark at them. If they bark back, they're frogs.
Rawr, 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 rawr. And it does it back.
He barks into the gutter, and if they bark back, we feel pretty comfortable that it's a frog.
Barking frogs. Barking frogs, in apparently. Gutter. In the gutter. In the storm drains. In the sewer system.
I have to remember that next time I'm laying there.
I think it's people.
You think it's people?
Uh-huh.
You think it's people in the gutter?
They live in the sewers, don't they?
From people, the people who live below.
Right. Hey, listen, don't you remember the Elvis song, In the Gutter?
There you go. Yeah.
And his mama cried.
Riding in the storm, right? Hey, congratulations to Ella Langley. Houston, Texas, now has the record for the longest non-holiday hit by a female artist, being number one in the Billboard Hot 100 for 15 weeks.
Wow.
She surpasses Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You, which is actually a Dolly Parton song, mm-hmm. and Mariah Carey's We Belong Together. She continues her tour through October, and she was just in Baltimore just a couple of weekends ago with Morgan Wallen at M&T Bank Stadium. So Ella, congratulations. She's very, very talented.
And so is Morgan Wallen.
And so is Morgan Wallen, absolutely. The top two acts in country music right now are Morgan Wallen and...
He's a nice young man.
And they're touring together, Ella.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a...
So you're a Morgan fan, are you?
What's that?
Are you a Morgan fan? Because I'm an Ella fella.
And I need some whiskey glasses.
Okay. We can arrange that for you.
So I can see better.
Exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:21, 21 minutes after the hour. And my good friend Mike over at Elegant Kitchen and Design, he has got, if you're a contractor and you're looking to save money and get your project done in time, you really owe it to yourself to check out the showroom over at Elegant Kitchen and Design. They're on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and you go in there, they have everything laid out, all the cabinetry, you can pick from all the different designs they have there. Of course, if you're looking for granite or quartz site countertop, they've got all of that there. They cut them right there in the warehouse in the back. Really, really a great operation and a great design team. So go see Mike and tell him I told you to check it out. That's Elegant Kitchen and Design, Joppa Road, Baltimore County, or their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new brick you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-499-5351. 800-499-5351. 800-499-5351.
Results may vary.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just took a look out to the west. That line of very heavy rain for later is just south of Pittsburgh, and it's running down into West Virginia. So that's where it is right now. Gives you some idea to plan the rest of your morning to do what you have to do before that arrives. Big wreck here. Not sure what happened, but this guy ended up on his roof on the inner loop at Eastern Avenue. The traffic is getting by to the right shoulder. All kinds of fire department units there. Not much of a backup. Still a single lane, and it's moving by pretty smoothly at that point. Your only concern is if you're coming on the ramp from Eastern Avenue onto the Beltway, right at the end of that ramp, you'll have a quick merge right at that point. So coming down from the Back River Bridge and coming on that ramp, heads up, there's a new wreck also on the east side of the county. This might be a pedestrian accident. Kelso Drive at Citation Road. Kelso Drive running in that area between Rossville Boulevard and Martin Boulevard. So heads up there, a lot of local businesses right in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be partly cloudy, hot and humid today. with a chance for some strong storms later on this afternoon. We're trucking a few of those and into this evening, so be forewarned about that. And, of course, then we'll warm up a little bit on Wednesday as well. Right now we are cloudy, 73 in Ocean City and 72 in downtown Baltimore. We're talking about Dan Cox pitching affordability and tax cuts in his bid to unseat Wes Moore. In a rematch of the 2022 gubernatorial race, which ended badly for Cox, losing by over 30 points. But Wes Moore didn't have a record. Wes Moore did not have a pattern of embellishing, including about lying about his Bronze Star, which should be given back because it was, he was not a deserving recipient of the Bronze Star, according to all the military folks that I've talked to and with Drew Sullins over at Spotlight on Maryland. And, of course, Dan Cox is going to need help. First off, I don't know how you reunite the Republican Party. That might be the biggest biggest lift of all. But he has to appeal to the independents or unaffiliateds and crossover Democrats in order to pull a massive upset. He was asked about what is his message to those voting groups.
There are 1 million independents and hundreds of thousands of like-minded Democrats that have one concern, and that is the same concern I have. What is the future going to be like for our families and our children here in Maryland? This is about Maryland. It's not about the national political scene. I'm focused like a laser for Maryland issues. We're working on that across the state. And everywhere I go, in fact, many times I've been able to, I love to door knock and be out in the parades. And Democrats will ask me this fair question, and that is this, just what you asked me. How are you going to govern differently to make sure that you're focused on Maryland? And I say it's going to be common sense. It's going to be focused on Maryland affordability. We're going to make sure that we roll up our sleeves, work on lowering the taxes, lowering the fees, making sure our electric bills are now affordable. Some of them are upwards of almost $1,000 a month. This is untenable. And so many people that have worked so hard, paid off their houses, now are calling my campaign saying they can't afford this tax increase because they're on a fixed income. We can change that. That's what the governor can do. He's not doing it. Many times he's not even here. We're going to show up. We're going to work for every Marylander, and it's all about making us once again prosperous.
Yeah, and again, that's a good message. And the question is, will it fall on deaf ears? Will he have? You got to get that message out. So, and that takes money. And I know he's doing a lot of media interviews. We'll get him back on here in the near future for a full hour to talk about affordability. I know we've been talking about that. And then comes this issue. The Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45, has asked both the current Governor Wes Moore and former Delegate Cox to reveal their tax returns. Neither one of them have cooperated or have agreed to do that as of yet. And Dan Cox said the reason why for him is it's all about privacy.
Well, I think privacy issues are number one. I'm against flock cameras. I'm absolutely against the government being overreaching. You know that from my work. And I think that when you start down that path, every citizen in this state has the right to privacy. And so we're focused on the issues that matter, Mackenzie. The issues of kitchen table economics. The fact that people can't pay their bills. They're looking at grocery, skyrocketing grocery costs in Maryland. This is not always happening in other states. We're focused on making sure that people have the jobs they need. I mean, we do not have jobs in Maryland, for young people especially, that are going to provide a living wage. We're going to make sure that happens. We're going to make sure that our businesses go from, instead of an 8.25% tax rate,
sure,
let's make that competitive and bring it down to, let's say, a 5%, where we can compete and bring businesses into the state and bring those jobs back.
All right, so a brief sit-down with Mackenzie Frost over Fox 45 with Dan Cox, and you get a chance, you can see that at their website, or maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later on here on the show. Don't forget, Best of Casey and Company is available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook, and, of course, Rumble pages, and it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. The one other thing I would have Dan do, and, of course, he needs money to do this. I don't know if you remember the Spencer Pratt videos that he was running. He was for mayor. They were excellent. They were all AI. AI-generated, but they were really effective. Well, Steve Hilton, who is running for governor of California, is also doing that. The same crew that made those AI videos for Spencer Pratt is doing it from Steve Hilton, and he's talking about running against the Democrat machine in California. And they, if you get a chance to see him, they're all over X, and you can find them online. But I think Dan Cox needs something like that to create buzz, okay? Something that people are talking about. And, again, I don't know what they cost and how expensive they are, but that would be my recommendation to Dan, is to get something out there that's going to create some buzz. And it's already, I think, the voters are angry. And you have restless natives here in Maryland, tired of not being able to retire here, tired of not being able to afford everyday cost of living, you know, the massive tax increase, property taxes, can't retire here, all of this, the skyrocketing electric bills, which are basically on Democrat policies and not on PJM interconnection. So keep that in mind, and hopefully Dan will find some of those AI videos that they're running out there in California. All right, 6:30, time for the latest news headlines once again. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland State Delegate Gary Simmons is facing a second-degree assault charge in Anne Arundel County. The 55-year-old Simmons was allegedly involved in an altercation with a family member at his Brooklyn Park home last week. Simmons was not arrested but is required to appear for a preliminary hearing on August 24th. A trial date has been set for September 11th. The misdemeanor charge carries a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and or a fine of $2,500. And a 33-year-old Glen Burnie man has been arrested after he allegedly attacked his grandfather with a hammer last week. Anne Arundel County police say Ethan Labuskis is facing charges that include first and second degree attempted murder. Police learned about the alleged assault late Friday night after the victim turned up at Baltimore Washington Medical Center for treatment. Investigators say the victim suffered serious injuries. The U.S. Department of Education and the DOJ are taking action against Anne Arundel County Public Schools, alleging the district hid information about students' health and well-being from parents in violation of the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act. Education Department officials say the district improperly classified information about a student's so-called gender identity as confidential medical information that could not be shared with parents. Officials received complaints from parents who claimed the school was secretly helping their daughter pretend to be male at school after receiving an email that referred to her using male pronouns. And a Baltimore County grand jury has indicted Keith Maurice James Jr. in connection with the murders of a brother and sister in their Gwin Oak home. James is being prosecuted as an adult on two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of using a firearm in a violent crime, and one count of illegally possessing a regulated firearm while under 21. 6:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and carts.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wrecker is here now. The wreck on the Beltway on the inner loop at Eastern Avenue. Vehicle right on its roof and been there since before 6 o'clock. And the cleanup continues. Right shoulder is getting by. And if you're coming down from the Back River Bridge, you just single up and move over to the right. The Eastern Avenue ramp onto the Beltway. You'll have a quick merge right there. So just be prepared for that. In the backup, it looks like there's a truck stop on the right side in the painted out area before the accident scene. Not sure if he has something to do with this, but just a presence there on the right side. Keep an eye out for that. The wrecker is trying right now to get the vehicle up onto this rollback.
The accident on Kelso Drive at Citation Road, reportedly a pedestrian struck there. There's some new activity in the city, police activity, Wilkins Avenue at Pulaski Street, and an accident nearby at Pratt Street at Monroe. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds had gone 9 straight games without a multi-homer game until last night in Detroit.
The best pitching staff in baseball, only behind the team they're playing today. Tavares smokes his ball down the line and right, and gone. Leody Tavares with an absolute firecracker.
0 for what? What'd you say?
0 for 17.
Hey, I don't remember that no more.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Leody Tavares breaks the slump, and his homer started a 3-homer barrage last night as the Birds pound out 12 hits, 4 from Jackson Holliday in an 8-5 win over Detroit. After the game, praise all around from manager Albernaz.
It was really good offensive performance. I mean, Beavers, Mayo, I mean, obviously Jackson Holliday with, you know, the 4-hit game, and you know, even T.O. being ready for that pinch hit at bat and making the most of it. So, yeah.
And puts Baltimore 3 games under for the season at 52-55. They're 2 back of Cleveland for the third wild card slot. Elsewhere, Birds made a roster move yesterday. Another change at catcher. We're calling Yoel Pozo from AA Chesapeake. He's 29 years old, designating Sam Huff for assignment. Pozo was claimed off waivers from the Cardinals last week. Ravens veterans will start assembling in Owings Mills this morning as the team embarks on what should be an interesting campaign in 2026, but with Baltimore missing the playoffs last year and dismissing John Harbaugh after 18 years. New head coach Jesse Minter in charge of the team, and the defense says things will be different on that side of the ball, but they're not reinventing the wheel.
The Ravens defense is the foundation of the scheme that we probably run. Mm-hmm. And so that's been around here for a long, long time. And so we're not coming in, and it's not a wholesale change.
It's been 2-year slide, though, for the Ravens defense since achieving the statistical triple crown during the 2023 NFL regular season, led by defensive coordinator Mike McDonald, becoming the first unit in league history to lead the NFL in points allowed per game, sacks, and takeaways simultaneously. Other NFL news, Commanders firing tight end coach Ben Steele 2 days before camp begins and more than a month after he was arrested for driving while intoxicated. The incident occurred on June 7th in Loudoun County, Virginia. Steele was charged with DWI and obstruction and resisting arrest without force. Elsewhere, 3-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Jamal Adams agreed to terms with Minnesota yesterday, and 2-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Vita Vea has requested a trade from Tampa Bay. The time now is 6:37. When we return, you got to beat the best to be the best.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
All right, little quiz for you here at 6:35 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time the Orioles beat a team that had a winning record?
Beat a team that, you mean, a single game?
No, I'm sorry, in a series.
In a series. Yeah. Okay, I was saying because they just beat Atlanta.
Right.
But they didn't win that series. The last time they won a series with a team with a winning record.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, isn't it?
It'd have to be probably last year. Not last year. Two years ago?
Not that bad.
Okay.
It's been over a month.
It's been
5 weeks. Remember, they went out to L.A., and they gave us hope. They beat the Dodgers.
They beat the Dodgers. You're
right. 2 out of 3. So here we go. So since then, they played the Braves, the Red Sox, the Cubs, and the White Sox, all with winning records.
Right.
They've lost all those series. They're 4-8 in those series. They couldn't even beat the Nats. They were 1-2 against the Nats. Now, teams that are really in contention, sort of, kind of, you know, the way it is right now, teams with losing records, Astros, Royals, Reds, Angels,
And last night against Detroit, they're 10-3.
Mm-hmm.
So juxtapose that. 4-8 against teams above them, 10-3 against teams with slash below them. That's not going to cut it.
No. No, that's not.
And that really says a lot. And they've got Philly coming up this weekend.
That puts you in the middle of the pack. You're about a 500 baseball team.
That's where you are.
When you can beat the teams that are not as good as you, and you lose to the teams that are better. So it's I think that's exactly where they are right now, although not quite at 500. What are they, three games, four games?
They are three games under, 52 and 55. Yet David Rubenstein, we played this yesterday, I'm going to play it again later because I want to tell you something about it, said in the press conference for Kyle Bradish the other day that he's very, very pleased with Mike Elias. And we will talk about that later on today.
Okay. We'll see if he feels that same way at the end of the season.
We'll see if he feels that way at the end of the week.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I was not a fan of Dr. Fraudchi nor the Scarf Queen during the entire... And I'd like to know who recommended them to be the spokespeople, the face of the COVID program and so on and so forth to President Trump, because whoever did, well, it's probably too late by now, but that was just a poor choice. And, of course, the president was just acting on, I'm sure, experts who were telling him, oh, yeah, this is the guy that you want. This is the guy that I think messed up the whole AIDS thing, going back into the 80s. I was never a fan of Dr. Fraudchi. In fact, 3 days before he left office in 1961, President Eisenhower warned us about guys like Fauci. He said, and I quote, I'm holding scientific research and discovery respect. We should, Eisenhower said, we must always be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific technological elite. And that's exactly what Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx they're a scientific technological elite. In fact, this past weekend, Rand Paul, the chairman of the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, released what he called meticulous notes that compromised Fauci's own historical record containing almost daily entries during the COVID-19 pandemic. Notes that exposed Fauci, they say here, as dishonest and a well-connected narcissist. But I take that one step further. I think he's a liar. And I think he was complicit in that gain-of-function research. Maybe it was part of his narcissism, thinking he was going to come up with a cure. But he's dangerous. Not only was he a narc, I mean, they're all this stuff about being intoxicated with fame. Yeah, that's kind of funny stuff. But to me, Fauci was more of a danger than perhaps COVID itself. Because he's the one that authorized, he's the one that helped to fund, he's the one that encouraged people like Dr. Ralph Baric and the Bat Lady out in China to do this gain-of-function research, which is very dangerous, you know, if it ever gets out of the lab. And it did. And he lied about that. And whether it was the wet market or it was some kind of amplifying event at the wet market, we now know that it was a lab leak. And I think one of the most damaging things that come out of these diaries of his breathtakingly dishonest behavior that predated the pandemic in America by roughly 6 weeks. According to one prominent conservative and social media platform on X, Fauci's notes show that on February 1, 2020, right? We're smack dab in it now. He participated in a conference call with 11 other scientists, only two of whom believed, without question, that the CCP virus originated in nature. Fauci wrote of Dr. Zhang Li that, quote, the rest felt that deliberate insertion was possible. In public, however, Fauci regularly dismissed what all but two of his colleagues privately deemed possible, in all likelihood probable. Fauci also lied to the public about the virus's mortality rate, as well as his role in recommending lockdowns. On top of this lying, Fauci gloried in his own name. In fact, while tracking COVID-19 deaths, he also wrote about his newfound celebrity. People were making donuts with his face on it, and he was all over these interviews. He was bosom buddies with the fake Tapper and Dana Bash and the rest of those idiots that pretend to be journalists that are actually activists. So to me, this is dangerous behavior. This ended up costing, more so in America than any other country, we had more fatalities. Did you know that? And I think he should be a traitor. But here's the thing. We'll get to the pardon in just a second, because I think that's an important part of today's hearing. He's supposed to testify before the Senate. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Still working on the wreck here on the inner loop at the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Vehicle was overturned about 45 minutes ago now and was completely up on its roof. So the wrecker is here. They're sweeping the roadway. And once the wrecker clears and we get back to normal, very a little bit of a backup south of the Back River Bridge. When you get there, you'll need to be in the far right lane, and then you'll be on the shoulder as you're going by the accident scene. If you're coming onto the Beltway from Eastern Avenue, it's a quick merge there right at the top of the ramp. So don't just come rolling around there thinking you can get right onto the Beltway. You're coming into merging traffic that's coming by the accident scene. Pedestrian accident over on the east side of the county, Kelso Drive, Citation Road. Accident in the city, west side, Pratt Street at Monroe. And then there's a report police have an investigation. They might have a perimeter set up here around Wilkins Avenue at Pulaski Street on the west side. Nothing major yet on the rest of the Beltway. A little slowing now, getting busy, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, humid, strong storms maybe this afternoon into this evening. And then temperatures, we're looking at upper 80s, mid to upper 80s today. Tomorrow will be close to 90. Again, very humid day today and tomorrow with severe storms on the way. Flood watch in effect for Ellicott City. Right now, 71 degrees, 71 in Pikesville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, the name of Butterball Johnson.
Give me my cheese whiz, boy.
One of the best movies ever.
Cracker Barrel CEO has stepped down after that disastrous woke rebrand. Remember that? It sparked an uproar.
Yes, yeah, big time.
Julie Fels-Massino sparking outrage by changing the restaurant chain's iconic logo. Out she goes. $700 million rebrand it cost the company.
Wow.
They were going to replace their 47-year-old logo while featuring the restaurant's name next to a man sitting in a chair leaning on a barrel. They completely did it. So out she goes. And apparently she had to walk through the gift shop on her way out.
At I was just there Saturday. Just as good as it ever was.
Yeah. $1 Mexican pizza at Taco Bell is available today from 8 a.m. to 11:59 p.m.
Taco Bell with the explosive diarrhea.
Well, now, in all fairness, they said that lettuce was a false positive that was provided to Taco Bell, so it's not Taco Bell's fault.
Okay.
But that's what you're right. But that's what the news media reported.
Yes, they did.
Somebody's out to get Taco Bell.
They ran with it, you know, but exactly. But just take a little KO Pec day with you anyway.
Yeah. And then you can paint the white lines.
Right.
Oh!
That's why I used that. I knew you were going to come back with that line.
That's an old Don Rickles line.
Yes, it is. So Pepsi is launching a collaboration with Glamlight, and they now have soda-scented body care.
Oh,
no. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pepsi vanilla-scented body scrub and Pepsi wild cherry-scented body wash.
So now you got Pepsi pits?
Yes.
And bits.
And what did you say?
Bits.
Sorry.
I just want to make sure I had...
it's clean.
Like
it's FCC approved.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
I'm glad I didn't have to dump that one.
No dumping here.
Yes. Like it. It's a no-dump zone.
That's what it says on the back of her car.
Yeah, tell some of the folks that work here it's a no-dump zone.
No dumping here.
I have to leave early someday.
New study out by USA Today. Best fast food fries in the country are where?
McDonald's.
That's what I thought, but not the case.
Wendy's?
I think Burger King.
You like the Burger King fries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They did not make the number one spot either.
I think I know.
Okay. I like Wendy's.
Wendy's?
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Nope, not number one.
I think I know now.
Okay. Here's the key. Here's a hint. If you are familiar with West Coast fast food, then you would get this. It's a restaurant chain on the West Coast.
In and Out.
Good guess, but no. Del Taco.
Oh, Del Taco.
Del Taco named the best fast food fries in America by USA Today.
Wow.
So, again.
Well, bring them out here.
Yeah. It's a, you know, like a taco place, like a Taco Bell, but But it's a little bit of an upgrade.
Little fans here.
I'm
just like, they need to bring Buc-ee's out here.
Yes, I wish they would bring more of the stuff in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And
like Jack in the Box and Del Taco and Der Wiener Schnitzel. In and Out.
There used to be Taco.
Whataburger.
House of Wieners. That used to be in York, Pennsylvania.
I remember when I was in San Diego, we used to go to Puppin Taco. That was. We always wondered about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yak in a box.
Costco is selling Texas Roadhouse rolls for under $8. These are the Texas Roadhouse Honey Cinnamon Mini Rolls. If you've never had them, they are
really good.
Yeah, less than $8 here at Costco. So there you have
it. Quick update.
Yes, sir.
All lanes open. Interloop Eastern Avenue just rolled away from the scene.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Another update coming up in just about 4 minutes for you here on KC and Company. Attention, if you're a grill master, your backyard setup is looking a little bit tired. It's worn out. If you need a new grill, or you maybe just want to change the whole setup, Town Appliance, it should be your outdoor cooking headquarters. Their biggest event of the year is the 4th of July sale has been extended through the end of this month, so you have through the end of this week. And they have the best outdoor brands in the business, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. They have over 70 top brands on display, and both of the mayors who manage the store ready to help you find the perfect fit. Ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
The excitement of Oriole season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're talking Fauci files, Tony's diaries. I said today, it's tomorrow, that he's going to go on the Hill, appearing under subpoena before Rand Paul's committee. But the guy can just sit there and take the fifth. Besides that, he's already been pardoned by Chairman Joe. By the way, he's got audio tapes out now. We've got that coming up for you a little bit later on in the show. He may have been releasing classified information. It's just a mess. It really is. But back to Fauci here for just a second regarding the auto pen. The pardon to me is problematic for two reasons. One, it was preemptive. I don't know how you can preemptively pardon everybody before they've been charged with a crime and or convicted. I don't know if that will hold up under the pardon power of the president constitutionally. That might be a future Supreme Court case. That should be challenged. You don't let this guy off scot-free with all that he did when he was the COVID czar, whatever the case may be. With all that he did, I think some of it was very dangerous. I think he, not 100% his fault, but he contributed. He was complicit, aiding and abetting into the gain-of-function research. And then he lied about it before Congress. He should be charged. He should have been charged already. I don't know what is taking them so long. He was referred to the Justice Department for charges, and maybe because they're backing off because of the pardon. And then, again, if it was an auto pen pardon, I would like to see that challenge as well. I'm not sure if it was or wasn't, but whether Joe Biden actually signed that one. I know Joe Biden signed the actual pardons for him, his family, and, of course, Hunter Biden and Jill Biden and the rest of the his brother and so on and so forth. But I'm not sure about the another pardon on Fauci. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And then he also got rich.
Yes. Big bucks and the fame And the fact that he, you know, he was intoxicated with his own, he was obsessed with his own celebrity, as well as other celebrities, rubbing shoulders like Barbara Streisand and, and other big lefties that believe just hung on every word. Crazy.
I'm sure he's not running out to the mailbox to get a check, let's put it that way. Yeah. All right, 295 now on the parkway at Powder Mill Road. Very heavy there. Haven't had any reports of any problems up the road, but things can change there very quickly on the northbound side. Only takes one little minor incident to change the situation. So right now, 295 at Powder Mill Road. A lot of stop-and-go traffic right there. There's a report of a minor wreck. Appears to be on the shoulder, I-95 at Powder Mill Road. The southbound heavy traffic now is already there, coming down from Route 216. The wreck on the Beltway completely gone now from the inner loop at Eastern Avenue. Any backup there south of Back River is now clearing from the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Maybe a chance of some strong thunderstorms later this afternoon and this evening, with highs in the mid to upper 80s. We're looking at, temperatures are going to be warming up on Wednesday, upper 80s to near 90. Again, we're still keeping an eye. There's a flood watch in effect right now through most of the Baltimore metro area because of the rains that are heading our way right now. 73 downtown, 73 in Dundalk. Let's go to Michael in Hanover. Good morning, Michael. Michael, are you there? Nope, Michael could not hang or fell out of the cell. Call us back, Michael, if you want to join us again. He wanted to talk more about Fauci. But, you know, these Fauci files or Tony's diaries, whatever you want to call them, this, to me, is the 21st century version of Dr. Mengele. And he's going to testify on Capitol Hill Wednesday. And this extensive file drop of Fauci's diaries before, I think, the appearance. Look, you read through these diaries. I have not been through all 1,100 pages. I've just read through some selected clips of and pages of these diaries. And it's much worse than what we have originally thought. And again, the dishonesty, the lying, of saying one thing in public, like he, you know, remember, again, you cautioned against gathering at Thanksgiving. He wanted families to stay away at Thanksgiving. I remember that clear as a bell. And then he and Jake Tapper and other people in the media were having these little private meals and soirees to discuss behind the scenes. Tapper ought to be run out of the freaking business for his role in this, along with Dana Bash, most of CNN, and MS, then NBC. Of course, now it's MS Now. We also find out that Obama personally coached Fauci on Beaglegate. Remember that? He was experimenting on using beagles? And then something called the White Coat Waste Project drew attention to that. And Obama deployed his fixer and then weaponized the Washington compost to try and crush the White Coat Waste Project because he was getting negative publicity. It's crazy what we're looking at here. And in these Fauci diaries, Anthony Fauci ran to Obama for PR help. And we also find out Obama called President Trump, according to Fauci's diaries, a hopeless idiot and a pathological liar. Well, we all know who the pathological liar is. It's Tony Fauci. And let's not forget Obama. You can, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, right? All those lies that were sold to us. So we got two peas in the pod, the liar Obama on Obamacare and the liar Fauci on all things COVID. But the most dangerous is he lied about the gain-of-function research. He lied about where the origin of the CCP virus. He lied. Remember, I remember distinctly, he said, if you get jabbed, you won't get it. You would not get the virus. And, of course, that was a lie. He told us that publicly, privately, in his diaries. He knew. He wrote in his diaries that he knew that the infections were increasing. And the vaccine was not stopping the infections. It was maybe mitigating some of the symptoms.
He just didn't care because they didn't want Trump to win.
Yeah.
And that was it. They were doing anything to thwart that
Trump getting reelected.
And then the stuff with the lockdowns, Michelle, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
The school lockdowns?
Forever.
The church lockdowns?
Yes.
But liquor stores stayed open?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And remember, we had our own problems here. And again, I'm not saying Lockdown Larry gets a pass on this, but I think that had he not had advice like this from people like Fauci, from Gottlieb and some of these other individuals that were then advising elected officials, then maybe he would have made different choices. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But this was all based on advice that we were getting publicly from people like Tony Fauci. And now we find out privately they knew that all of this stuff was... Remember the 6 feet separation? Bogus. That was bogus. The masks.
Yeah, going up and down the aisles, and you had to go one way up the aisle.
Yeah. The masks as well. I mean, all of it. All of it. And that's why this guy should be ever held... he should be famous for one thing, and that's for blood on his hands. And that's how he should be remembered, not for how he would like to be remembered. Wow. All right, stay tuned. It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Noisy demonstrations in D.C. ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to the White House today. He and President Trump will talk about where things stand with Iran. The president insisting that Tehran is anxious to cut a deal.
The people said, please don't drop, don't shoot last night, the night before, the two nights. Don't do it. We're having good talks. So we'll see what happens. I think there's a good chance that something could happen. And if it does, good. If it doesn't, we go back to doing what we were doing 2 days ago.
The president also meets today with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Then Mr. Trump will attend the late Senator Lindsey Graham's funeral at Washington National Cathedral. The issue of food insecurity continues making headlines throughout Central America. Guatemala has one of the world's highest rates of child malnutrition, with nearly half of children under 5 suffering from chronic hunger. That leaves mothers like Yolanda speaking to us through an interpreter with very few options to feed her kids.
Right now, they are hungry. They want food, and we don't have enough to get to that whole week. It made me feel sad. Sometimes I get in my room by myself and I cry. I wonder how can I make their life better in order to give them food. I don't want my sons and my daughters to suffer.
Town Hall News is partnering with Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor to help tackle this crisis. Anyone wishing to help can find a Give Food banner on our website, srnnews.com. Damage assessment after a 7.1 earthquake rocked Japan's main island of Kyushu. An earlier tsunami advisory has now been lifted. Firefighters kept a vast wildfire in southwest France from advancing overnight. However, another dry heat wave is on the way. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 140 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're coming up I-95 from the Capitol Beltway, there's a wreck on the shoulder, but they're looking at it. Northbound 95 at Route 216 as you're coming up, or make that at 212 at Powder Mill Road on the northbound side. So it's off the roadway at that point. And in the meantime, the traffic around the Prince George's County line headed up through there a little bit slow. Then it gets better once you get up to 216 northbound from there and then up towards Route 32. Had a quick check through Annapolis. No problems right now. Bay Bridge area looks good. We're okay at the Severn River Bridge and Ritchie Highway. The morning buildup, not quite there yet, but getting busy along I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Falston and 70 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Frederick County Health Department says the beaver that attacked a 13-year-old boy at Cunningham Falls State Park on Sunday has tested positive for rabies. The teen was bitten in the William Houck area of the park while in a designated swimming area. Swimming is prohibited until the area can be confirmed safe for visitors, and that's expected to take several days. Anyone who may have had contact with the animal or any other wildlife should consult their health care provider and notify the Frederick County Health Department's Community Health Services office. And Baltimore County Police are investigating a deadly hit and run that killed a bicyclist in Dundalk. The crash happened at around 2 a.m. Saturday in the area of Merritt Boulevard and North Point Road. The driver fled the scene and the bicyclist was taken to a nearby hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Anyone with information that could help in the investigation is asked to contact the Baltimore County Police crash team. The Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 911, the Pick 4, 9053. 7:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. After going 2-4 against Boston and Atlanta, the Birds traveled to Detroit yesterday to face a fellow contender slash pretender.
Awfully reliable for A.J. Hinch. O'Neal smokes this ball to deep left, and it is gone! Goodness! Three home runs for the Orioles in the last six batters.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. O'Neill's pinch hit home run, the final one of that O's power barrage, as the Birds played eight last night. 8-5 the final over Detroit. Jackson Holliday with four of the Birds' 12 hits, and the bullpen picking up for Kyle Bradish, the right-hander allowing five runs on 10 hits over just 4 2/3. The relievers were unscored upon the rest of the way. But now you know that the Ravens have put Nnamdi Matabike on the PUP list to start the camp, a list that they can remove him from as he heals at any time. And on that note, head coach Jesse Minter staying positive on the All-Pro D lineman's eventual return.
I think there's positive signs, but again, like, this is a player's career. This is a player's livelihood.
Yeah.
You know, things like that are always tough to deal with. And so I think out of respect for Nnamdi and any of our players that would be going through a situation like that, it's really on their time. And
meanwhile, another tragic story involving an NFL figure this morning. Elijah Zion Bienemy, son of Chiefs assistant coach Eric Bienemy, has been arrested and charged with malicious wounding and use of a firearm in commission of a felony. This is according to the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office in Virginia in connection with the shooting Sunday night of his mother, Mia Bienemy. enemy, eerily similar to the June shooting of Nateel Campbell, mother of Ravens defensive lineman Calais Campbell, by his brother Sierra Campbell. Coming up in 30 minutes, the squirrel that would not leave. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can join us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drusella, sitting in for Kristen Hagrick here this morning. Kristen has got a couple of days off. And our top stories for you this hour, the Trump administration is warning Anne Arundel County about their gender identity issues, including keeping parents out of the loop when their children use different pronouns or express a desire to be a different gender. And wait to hear, the DSA co-chair, Democrat Socialists of America, a.k.a. Communist, are now promoting their agenda for the USA. And they're going on shows and channels like Fox in order to do it. So we got that for you. But our top story here today, another black eye for the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. An employee with the DJS here in Maryland was released Sunday after his arrest in Florida in connection to a group of teens allegedly stealing from a 7-Eleven in Florida. Malik Harvey is accused of lying to law enforcement in Central Florida following the arrest of several teens he was supervising, apparently not too well. He used to work, well, maybe he still is, at Cheltenham Youth Detention Center in PG County. Although his trip to Florida with the basketball team was not related to his work with the DJS, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, remember him? He picked the wrong sheriff to commit a convenience store. Most of the teens are from D.C. And the D.C. area, including Malik Harvey, but he does work for DJS.
I don't know what y'all do in Washington, D.C., but it must be crazy. But you're not going to come from all around the country and steal in this county without going to jail. That's a promise from the sheriff.
Five teenagers busted, charged with offenses including theft, tampering with evidence, and violating the county's juvenile curfew ordinance. The sheriff said that when he went to the coach to identify, because I think they arrested three of the suspects and needed help on the other two, the coach was not cooperating.
She cooperated. She was as mortified and upset as was appropriate, but not Coach Harvey. So we arrested Coach Harvey.
Yeah. So the assistant coach was, you know, the kind of reaction you'd expect from an adult supervising a group of teens. Shocked, stunned, embarrassed, humiliated. And she was able to identify the other two. But Coach Malik Harvey, a Maryland DJS employee, lied to law enforcement authorities.
Coach Malik Harvey was shown pictures of all five of the thieves that were stealing. He denied knowing who the other two were, but he lied to us.
And again, one of the five players was a son of the assistant coach, and you imagine her shame. But again, Malik Harvey, 27, great job at vetting these individuals over at DJS.
He works in the criminal justice system, and he lied to us.
Yeah. So DGS has confirmed Harvey's employment with the agency, but declined to answer the questions, including how long Harvey has worked there, his job title, his description at Cheltenham, whether he's been placed on leave, or if he's still being paid. If I were running that agency, he'd be hitting the bricks right about now. He would be out the door, as they say. Another black eye for the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lug Nuts Johnson.
We're busy at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Four lanes are going in, but it's definitely a speed reduction there. So we're going to back up to the top of the hill at Keith Avenue, and eventually that might go back to about O'Donnell Street. So all the lanes are open, but I would say now maybe a little more than a five-minute delay. We're backed up on 895, now almost back to the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. So that's more like a 10-minute delay there. But again, all the lanes are open. Nothing major on the JFX. No big incidents right now in and around the Beltway. The junction downtown, by the way, since we're right there at around the tunnels, all the lanes are open. 95 Russell Street and 395. Vehicles apparently now on both shoulders with this wreck coming out of Prince George's County. Heads up north of the Capitol Beltway on I-95 northbound at Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy and hot again today. Humid. We're looking at mid-80s for the high. And, of course, strong storms are heading our way later this afternoon and or this evening. And temperatures will be warming up Wednesday, upper 80s to near 90 degrees. Right now we're looking at partly cloudy skies. Flood watch warnings in effect. 72 in Parkville. It is 73 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, President Trump scheduled to welcome Israeli Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu today at the White House as they discuss what should happen with Iran after hitting him for like 13 nights in a row. We are on a two-day pause now as the negotiations resume. But President Trump says he's ready to go back to a very strong military action. Talks will proceed fast or not at all. In the president's words, a majority of general election voters believe the United States must finish the job in Iran. That according to a Tea Party Patriots Action Survey released by Breitbart News just the other day. Nearly 72% said that Iran should not be allowed to block, attack, mine, or extort ships in the Strait of Hormuz. And 62% agree U.S. must finish the job and ensure Iran can never, ever obtain a nuclear weapon. The president has seemed to have had it with Thune the buffoon, the Senate Majority Leader. And again, on Monday, he called him out, demanding the Senate pass the Save America Act and terminate the filibuster. Trump lit up the Senate and Leader Thune during a rally last week in Georgia. On Monday, he called on the Senate to postpone their August recess until it passes the Save America Act, or far better still, terminates the filibuster, where Republicans can then quickly pass everything they've ever dreamed of, including a full and deep-throated Save America Act, the budget, and the ever-looming debt ceiling disaster, 1929, a reference to the stock market crash. Yeah, Democrats will do it on day one. They can't believe how lucky they got with this Senate leadership. Remember, stupidity always brings losing and death. Pretty harsh. And then he was asked whether or not he'd had it with Leader Thune. Leader Thune's basically saying, all right, well, if you don't like, he was on Hannity last night, and I love Sean Hannity, but he should have had a couple of follow-ups. There are some softballs there, but in any event, what he told Hannity was, I've told the president we don't have the numbers. I've told him like five times now. He should be the one making calls to these senators like he did to members of the House. Some of these senators, well, it's hard to call Mitch, who even knows if he is conscious at this point, and he's not even voting. But he was asked yesterday on Air Force One, are you happy with Thune, and is it time to replace him as leader?
He's got to get his job done. It's fun. I have a good relationship with John Thune. He's just got to get his job done. You got to get the Save America Act passed. Or better than that would be the filibuster. If you terminate the filibuster, everything happens.
Tricky.
If you don't terminate the filibuster, only bad things will happen. If you don't terminate the filibuster, only bad things will happen.
But you don't want to see him replaced as leader?
I haven't even thought of it.
Yeah, so right now you got at least five or six senators that have signed on to cancel recess until we pass the Save America Act. We told you yesterday Senators Mike Lee and Rick Scott were leading that charge. They've now been joined by Senator Tuberville, Senator Moody of Florida, and there's one other escapes me at this point. But where's Cruz? Where's Senator Cruz? He has yet to sign on. Now, maybe he will. But he hasn't done it as of yet. So the more, the merrier. Thune is saying there's 15 votes that will block the terminating the filibuster, but he won't name names. And that's where I would have followed up with Hannity on that. But Thune lashing out at Trump amid this criticism, saying, show me how we get an outcome. Well, I think you should show him. This just in, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Jackson denies President Trump's request to immediately reinstate key parts of his executive order on mail-in ballots. So it looks like that's going to have to wait till the next Supreme Court session. The president going off on New York slimes after a failed attempt to toss the defamation lawsuit. He says he'll continue to hold the Times and their comrades in the mainstream media accountable. He was in Michigan yesterday touting the economy, and his trade agenda is supercharging American auto manufacturing, record investments and sales and American jobs and America First tariffs, bringing production and paychecks back home. He also autographed a brand new white Corvette coming off the assembly line. I wonder what that'll fetch. What do they run, about $100,000 now, Corvettes? That probably will double in price because he signed it. Somebody will pay for it, I'm sure, as far as that goes. And the president has had a major highway in Morocco named after him, as Spain is watching the regional balance shift there. So the Kingdom of Morocco naming a major new expressway the President Donald J. Trump Highway in Morocco. That's the way it was 555 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is coming up on 7:21, and once again, the law office is Mike Lee Friedman on the line here. Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing fine, sir. Thank you.
All right. So we preach how important it is for drivers, especially in Maryland, to carry sufficient uninsured motorist coverage. So the odds are, folks, that if you are in the unfortunate situation of getting yourself involved in a personal injury accident here in Maryland, the at-fault driver will either A, be uninsured, have no insurance, or B, will be sufficiently underinsured. So the consequences really could be dire for you if you don't protect yourself. So here's a recent case that really illustrates the point that you need to carry sufficient uninsured motorist coverage. All right, here are the facts of this case. My client's 33 years of age. He's married, got two kids. He works as a manager in a grocery store in the Towson area in Baltimore County. So this accident happened last year. He's sitting at a red light when he struck hard in the rear. The vehicle smashes him into the vehicle that's in front of him. All the airbags deploy. My client has to be extricated out of the vehicle, and he's ambulanced to University of Maryland Shock Trauma. He's got very serious injuries, a broken arm, cracked ribs, and a torn rotator cuff. Now, back at the scene, incredibly, the defendant was able to flee the car and is actually on pursuit, on foot, in the Towson area. The police catch up to him. He's a 13-year-old. I guess it's not unbelievable anymore, but 13-year-old driving a stolen car. So we know that there's no insurance available for us from the defense side here, so we have to look to our coverage. And our client said, hey, I've got full coverage, and we hear this a lot. Full coverage, folks, does not mean that you have sufficient or adequate coverage. And unfortunately for our client in this case, he had the minimum coverage of $30,000. So the most that we could get in this case was $30,000. I mean, the shock trauma bill alone, I think in this case, was about $30,000. This would have been a case where we believe it would have been worth at least between $100,000 and $200,000 with his lost wages, with his medical bills and permanency. So, folks, do yourself a favor. Take out your auto policy. Review it. We are here for you 24/7, and we'd be happy to review it with you. So, you know, you don't want to find out after the fact that you don't have sufficient coverage. So give us a call, 410-363-6848. or go to our website, maflaw.com. We've got some great tips and tools for you to use for your insurance. So that's it for this week, Sean. Hope you have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Stephen. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Law Offices Michael A. Friedman, maflaw.com. That's the website. You should check it out right now. Let's check out traffic weather on the threes with the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
Southbound I-97, the morning backup now there. It's not really a backup. It's a slowdown right now for the traffic through that area, and it will back up, and then you'll get to the point that after the bridge at 178 gets a lot better, moving eventually down towards the ramps at 50 at I-97, and everybody's fine. Coming off the Bay Bridge through Ritchie Highway and at the Severn River Bridge. Took a look down towards the BW Parkway. That continues heavy coming south through Arundel Mills to Route 32, northbound from Powder Mill Road up through 197. All of that is the typical ride. That minor wreck that was on both shoulders on I-95 at Powder Mill Road. Not a big deal right now. Pretty much the normal delays in and around the Beltway. There is some slowing, heavy traffic southbound, but with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, and we are tracking some strong storms heading our way this afternoon. This evening is a flood watch in effect for right now through tomorrow. We're looking at the low 80s today for the high, and then tomorrow it's going to warm up upper 80s as well. Again, but these strong storms are what we're keeping an eye on right now. Right now, flood watch in effect, 73 in Pasadena, 73 in Parkville. The Democrat Socialists of America, just a couple of years ago, had about 50, 60,000 members nationwide. It is now 125,000 members strong, and it is growing by leaps and bounds each and every day. I believe that they believe this is their moment. And they are taking over the Democrat Party slowly, but surely, because nobody is stopping it. Nobody's bothered. There's a great piece in the American Thinker. If you want, socialism goes mainstream in America, and no one is stopping it. You should read that. That is Zohran Mamdani in New York City. Of course, those three members of the DSA that have now captured their primaries in a low turnout vote and running for Congress. We have the mayor of D.C. who is a communist, the new one, that'll be coming in the fall. We have out in Colorado a communist running for Congress. We have communists running Seattle. Los Angeles, Karen Bass is no doubt a communist. She cut her teeth in Cuba under Fidel Castro. So everywhere you go. And now they're just blatantly promoting it. Now, Fox News, whether you agree or disagree, are giving them a platform to espouse their views to the country. Martha McCallum had a couple of Democrat socialists on, I think the chairman of the New York chapter. And then on Sunday, Fox News Sunday, Shannon Bream sat down with Megan Romer. She's the co-chair, the national co-chair of the Democrat Socialists of America, and went through a checklist of their agenda, getting her reaction to it. And here's how it sounded in case you missed it.
Okay, so we're going to put up on the screen a few of the things that are part of your platform. And I want to ask you, just give me sort of a true or false on these. Abolish the Senate.
True.
Okay, replace the presidency and Supreme Court as we now know them.
Yep.
Abolish ICE.
Absolutely.
Abolish borders and give amnesty to anyone currently in the U.S. illegally.
As a long-term plan, yep.
Defund the Pentagon.
Absolutely.
Abolish prisons, at least in large part.
Yeah, again, that as part of a long-term program, yeah.
Okay, so no prisons. Government or public ownership of most large corporations.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there you have it. They're out there, and that's just tip of the iceberg. When you read all of it, it reads like the Communist Manifesto. And remember, this is happening within the Democrat Party. The Democrats are doing nothing to stop it, including radical Wes Moore, who's agreeing with people like Mamdani and calling Bibi Netanyahu a war criminal. Remember, the oath is familiar. Members of Congress, military officers, and many other high government officials take this oath before they are sworn in. It requires the oath taker to defend the Constitution, quote, against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we can identify many of America's foreign enemies, Iran, CCP, North Korea, just to name a few. But what about the domestic ones? Now that the Democrat Socialists of America have published its platform, it would appear to me that that organization would qualify as a domestic enemy of the Constitution and thus a domestic enemy of the United States. If its members achieve power, they would do what Barack Hussein Obama promised just before the 2008 presidential election. We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. So when someone tells you their intentions in advance to restructure what the founders gave us in the Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution, we better take them seriously and respond accordingly. And so some of this is very close, dangerously close to the Sedition Act, which passed in the very early days of the United States because our founding fathers knew the threat of this kind of movement from within. This is the Trojan horse within the Democrat Party. And every time you vote for a Democrat in this state or anywhere else right now, because they're not taking any stops, any signs to stop it, you are advancing the cause of communism and the destruction of your own country. Keep that in mind this fall when you vote. Now, that's not hyperbole. They've told us what they want to do. Vinny Steele knows what he wants to do with your home. He wants to sell it. And he will. He's got all sorts of programs that will aid in selling your home once you agree on the dotted line. Asking price, time frame, your home is sold. Guaranteed. Because Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. They've got 12,000 or more buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today, even before it hits the open market. That's why he's so successful. He sells 3% more money than the average realtor and three times faster than the average realtor. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. 410-709-7515. Or go online at vinnysteele.com. 7:30, let's get your latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thank you. Good morning. Brent and Scott will deliver remarks at the launch of a safe firearm storage program today. The partnership between Johns Hopkins University and the Enoch Pratt Free Library highlights safe firearm storage as an evidence-based strategy to prevent unintentional injuries, suicide, firearm theft, and gun violence, while increasing access to free gun locks and gun safes. The pilot program is supported by $245,000 in federal funding secured by Congressman Kwesi Enfume. The Maryland Department of Transportation and State Police are continuing to urge drivers to slow the fast down and drive safely during the summer travel season. Between July 20th and the 26th, five fatalities were recorded on state roadways, bringing the number of fatalities in July to 33. As of July 27th, 226 people have lost their lives on Maryland roadways this year, compared to 271 at this time last year. And Fox 45 reports that a man accused of killing his girlfriend in Columbia over the weekend has been taken into custody without incident in Texas. Monday afternoon, Darwin Carcamo Santiago, 24, is charged with first and second degree murder in the killing of Esmeralda Perez Mendez, 35, of Tacoma Park. Howard County police said the murder occurred inside a home in the 9,000 block of Watch Lake Court on July 26, and authorities responded to the home in the afternoon after an acquaintance of Carcamo Santiago found Perez Mendez dead in the suspect's bedroom. And sources confirm the 16-year-old charged with the murders of Gigi Myrie and her 9-year-old brother, Steve Allen, has been indicted by a grand jury. Keith James Jr. is accused of fatally shooting Myrie and Allen inside their home in Gwin Oak on July 7th. 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual 5-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top 5 scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance 1-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and 3 guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like there's a minor incident here on the inner loop just above Security Boulevard. They're in the painted out area on the right side. There's a state highway truck there as well. Might be a broken down vehicle. Could be a minor wreck. Either way, we're getting everybody by, but just to make sure you give the guys working at the scene a little room, just kind of move over into the left-hand lane. Now, you'll have a backup and some brake lights as you're coming up from Route 40, then underneath I-70. But again, just to make sure, I would stay to the center and the left side of the roadway. The outer loop has the normal delay. They had a report there may have been debris on the outer loop of the Beltway near the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. I have not seen any impact there. We're up right now with very heavy traffic, 20-minute delays, currently southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are Weather Alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Kobe Mayo apparently can hit more than lefties.
Mayo elevates the ball to deep left field. Veerle twisting back. It's going to go. Kobe Mayo continues the home run barrage.
Who says Kobe Mayo can't hit right-handed pitching, huh?
Kevin Brown and the big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Mayo connecting off right-hander Brennan Hanafy in the fifth. It was a key two-run shot as the Birds pound out three homers in all 12 hits. They beat the Tigers 8-5 in Detroit. Later, post-game reaction from Kobe Mayo.
I don't think I'm one-dimensional. Like, I think there's a lot more to my game than just hitting lefties. Earlier in my minor league career, I really didn't hit lefties that great. So it's been good to see. Obviously, the left-handed side of things has been great.
But then there are facts, and here they are. Against left-handed pitching this year, Mayo batting .280 with 10 home runs. Right-handed pitching this year, batting .152 with 4 home runs. Meanwhile, while the O's win was last night's headline, it was a sixth-inning incident in Detroit that stole the show.
The chase for the squirrel is on, and the squirrel is in the corner, and the squirrel is still eluding an entire horde of grounds crew members, and the squirrel's free once again. Hemmed in? No, I won't be hemmed in. I have freedom on my mind. Trying to go between the legs, and eventually he gets away again.
Jason Benetti had that call on Detroit Sportsnet. The squirrel got loose on the field during the bottom of the sixth last night, scampering onto the warning track in right field. Leody Taveras tried to scoop up the animal with his glove, accidentally launching it through the air before it sprinted away unharmed. You really got to see the video. And uncaught for a full 2 minutes before finally being subdued. Meanwhile, to football we go, with the Ravens with a lot to prove this year to their fans and the NFL in general after being Super Bowl favorites a year ago and then failing to make the playoffs. On that note, a national football pundit seeing a big comeback this year for a Ravens superstar.
I think this is a year for Lamar Jackson, and part of that is because I love the offensive coordinator that they brought over in Declan Doyle. Mm-hmm. You look at his background and who he's been able to learn under, Sean Payton in Denver, yeah. Ben Johnson in Chicago.
So that's ESPN's Harry Douglas on First Take. Lamar's injury-riddled campaign a year ago ended with 20 less touchdown passes than in 2024. And finally, the Bill Belichick experiment in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, isn't quite working out as planned, apparently. UNC's football team now being investigated by the College Sports Commission, the entity that handles compliance and enforcement of NCAA and NIL rules. And this coming on the heels of the program's football general manager, Mike Lombardi, being placed on paid administrative leave by the university yesterday following a human resources complaint filed by a former football front office employee. The time now is 7:37. When we return, was David Rubenstein telling the truth?
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
I'm still chuckling at the squirrel play-by-play. My favorite line is, I have freedom on my mind.
Exactly. You have to. If you haven't seen it, Sean, you got to go watch it.
I'm going to find the clip.
It's amazing. So this happened at the Kyle Bradish press conference the other day when they announced his long-term contract. I played this yesterday, but I want to go a little deeper. David Rubenstein was asked at the end of the press conference, like he has given a long-term commitment to Kyle Bradish,
right.
Does he still have confidence in Mike Elias to give him a long-term commitment? And here was David Rubenstein's answer.
Absolutely. Of course. Mike has done, he was the baseball executive of the year a few years ago, widely regarded as outstanding by his peers and other people in baseball. Absolutely. And he's done a terrific job. I'm very, very happy, and we couldn't be more pleased.
Okay, we couldn't be more pleased. So here's the question. How can you be pleased? Let's. What's the definition of being pleased?
Well, two years ago, you would be pleased.
Okay, but that's two years ago.
Last year, certainly not pleased. And this year looks like it's maybe not quite as bad, but it's not going to, I think, end up in a playoff run. So what is Elias' overall record? Because after all, you are judged on your record at the major league level. And what's the record of all the minor league teams?
Well, his record overall is going to be skewed a little bit because, remember, they had those 100 loss seasons. They completely tore it down and they built it back up. Okay, but here's the crux of it.
No, but that happens under your, you know, it's all
under your
part
watch,
of it,
right? Yeah. But here's the crux. Think about where they've gone. 2023, they won 101 games, first place, AL East champs. 2024, wild card, 91 games wins. So 101 to 91. Last year, a debacle, 75. It's not going in the right direction, okay? This year, where they are, 52 and 55. So let's see what happens. But again, I get back to my question. He's very, very pleased. How can you be very, very pleased when you inherited a team that won the AL East in 101 games, and now you're on a 75-78 win path? How can you be very, very pleased? Has Mike Elias convinced him that it's because of the injuries? Because that's the only thing that I can think of at this point. I just don't understand how you can be very, very pleased.
And the other thing that you measure besides the one-loss record is the attendance record. So what has the attendance been? Is that slipping as well?
It's slipping as well. Yeah. It's gone down about 20%.
So, and maybe Rubenstein, maybe he's pleased he does not have to spend a lot of money like the Yankees and the Dodgers do.
I'm just, maybe he's pleased with that. I don't know. But Sean, you're at a press conference. You're posed with the question. You're obviously going to support your guy. I understand that. But very, very pleased, that's a little bit overboard.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Check your credit card if you've been to an emissions inspection station of late. A motorist in Columbia discovered that he had been charged double. It's bad enough that the vehicle inspection fees have doubled from $14 to $28. It's also bad enough that our registration and titling fees have gone sky high, so bad that now they're offering payments in installments so that you can pay 1 year and pay off the balance in the following year. Or later in the year, whatever the case may be. That's just absurd. Never had that before in the state of Maryland. But now, of course, motorists are taking their car in. And the Veep, totally useless. We've said this. I was opposed to it when they first started this program. It is totally, it's make work and it's make revenue. It's to give, again, Democrat voters jobs and to get the coffers in. Just to separate more of our money so they can spend it and grow government here in the state of Maryland. But one motorist in Columbia said he was suspicious. Recently, we had his vehicle inspected.
I just was very suspicious that, based on what I was hearing, that there was an awareness and that it had been happening to people. Made me wonder just how many people this could be happening to.
Now, what's happening is they try to charge his card, swipe his card. It didn't go through, allegedly. And so they tried a different pay terminal, and that one allegedly did go through. But we find out both of the charges went through, and it's happened to nearly 200 motorists already, that those that have caught the mistake. So if you've gone through the Veep inspection station, better check that credit card. And this motorist says he was suspicious when they had to swipe him twice.
He swiped my credit card, and he said this didn't work.
Yeah. And it didn't work, and that's what they said. He said then he tried to get some satisfaction by complaining to management at Veep and so on and so forth. And then he started to get the runaround.
And then I went back to the VEIP and said, you know, they're telling me to go back. That was what MVA says. Go back to the VEIP. So I started getting bounced back and forth.
So he wasn't getting any satisfaction, so he contacted Fox 45. Rebecca Pryor did the story yesterday, and then the state finally had to admit in a statement about 200 of approximately 455,000 transactions resulted in duplicate credit card charges. Is this accidental? Is it equipment failure? Or is somebody in Columbia running a scam there, and this motorist is blaming the state and thus Westmore?
This should not be the status quo for a state government-run facility.
Yeah, but go and look at DHS, DJS, State Highway Administration. Everywhere you look in the state, this state is not being governed properly. It's not being run properly. And this is a guy that one day apparently wants to be the leader of the country. Wow. Certainly, this would be a disqualifier if I were interviewing for the job. 7:43. Traffic weather on the freeze. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. By the way, we do need a contestant. Choose your fake news. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. Here's Chuck.
We always said that the car wasn't the only thing getting the pipe at those stations.
You're right about that.
So you know how that goes. It's like, ooh, yes, indeed. Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The heavy traffic this morning, just a lot of traffic here. Both the tunnels, 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp, and 95 is stacking up as well as you're coming south from Moravia Road and the Eastern Avenue area. So that's getting heavy. So anywhere from 20, maybe 25 minutes now southbound on 95 and at least 20 minutes on 895. Nothing wrong in the tunnels, but very heavy traffic southbound, but no issues. We'll keep an eye on that. We had a report there may be debris on the Beltway on the outer loop near Windsor Mill Road. Now I'm looking at more of a backup back at Liberty Road, so there may be something to it, because after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, it's actually better going south towards I-70, so State Highway might be checking on that. The incident that was on the inner loop just above I-70 now has been cleared. Summer driving could be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is shaping up like this, tracking strong storms this afternoon and this evening could lead to local flooding, so a flood watch is in effect for today. We're looking at partly cloudy, highs in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow even warmer, mid to upper 80s, and still humid as this low pressure system comes through a little bit later on this afternoon and this evening. Right now is 74 in Dundalk, 75 in downtown Baltimore, and it is time to choose your fake news.
And then dial your operator.
Three stories, one of which is not true, and our contestant is not there, so she's probably calling back, or he's probably calling back right now, Michelle. Got cut off there, so we got some WCBM merchandise to give away. So again, if you can match wits with Maggie and Michelle and Chuckles. So we're waiting for our contestant
maybe
to call back.
Maybe give him a free phone when he calls back in.
Yeah, exactly. They still have pay phones. Are pay phones still around? I haven't seen one.
They are somewhere.
You used to be able to pull up to the 7-Eleven. That's where I remember pay phones all the time. They still have them at 7-Eleven?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not outside.
The world was better.
Now, the payphone booth is gone. That's been gone for a long time. Yeah.
That's where I used to change my clothes.
Exactly.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman.
Stupid man.
They pull the cape right over his head.
I'm stupid man.
Cape? Stop it, you silly bastard.
Mason's back online from Catonsville.
Thank you, Michelle. Mason from Catonsville. Good morning, Mason.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your stories for today. Story number one, former chief medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci is now pushing back against Senator Rand Paul and the publication of his alleged diaries. He says while some of the diary passages are accurate, he says he doesn't recognize a lot of the diary entries, and he thinks somebody else has been fabricating or manufacturing the passages to make him look bad.
A guy named Otto Penn.
Yeah. I don't think he could look any worse.
Story two, the dean of Penn State Dickinson Law School resigned last week after a former student testified before Congress about the school's mandatory anti-racism class. It was required of all first-year students at Penn State to acknowledge the reality of systemic racism in America. And story number three, a New York City casting company is raising eyebrows after they announced the upcoming 2026 auditions for the hit Broadway show Hamilton would only be open to non-white actors and performers. The ad read, "Seeking BIPOC." That's, I guess, was it bisexual persons of color? I don't know what that stands for. Something along those lines. Anyway, maybe black indigenous people of color.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
BIPOC.
Seeking BIPOC performers. And in other words, white people need not apply. So that's what we have. All right, story one, Fauci pushing back on diary entries. Story two, the dean of Penn State fired or resigned after the systemic racism class. Or story three, Broadway show says white actors need not apply. Maggie, you get to kick it off here today.
I'm going to kick it off with number three as being fake.
All right, Maggie goes number three. Chuck?
I think three is too obvious. I think I'm going to go with the fraudy.
Number one, Michelle?
I'm going to say one as well.
Michelle goes for one, and Mason?
One also.
Mason also goes for story number one. Nobody wants for story number two. It's college. You know, it happens all the time. That's a true story at Penn State. And story number one gets three votes, and that's because it's a fake news story.
Oh, man. You see, the one time you go to me first, the pressure gets to me, and then I can't think right.
Yeah. I hear you, Maggie.
Thank you.
You haven't been the same since reporting on this beaver story yesterday.
They can be downright evil.
That's right. You told us how before.
At you.
You've warned us about these rabid beavers.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
God help us all.
Go ahead, Mason. Congratulations. We'll put you on hold.
I'm having chest pains. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, take a
get
break.
Get him to Rampart.
I'm having the big one.
Elizabeth.
Come to spit.
Dummy.
All right, see you in a couple. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, the Trump administration warning Anne Arundel County about keeping the pronouns and gender identity of students from their parents. We'll talk about that in just a second. Get your calls and comments as well. You're listening to KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through Prostatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
By the way, I think I said the beef fee doubled from $14 to $28. It's actually $30. One of our listeners had called to correct the information. So basically it doubled, but it's $30, not $28. So I want to make sure you get that all squared away. All right, 7:53. Once again, traffic weather on the threes. No wayward beavers on the highways. But there are other problems, and Chuck has got the latest on
that. None blocking any traffic at this moment. Maybe it Beaver so, Falls, Pennsylvania.
According to Maggie, they're so huge, I would imagine they could.
Well, you know, I like to work another day, so I'll just keep on going. After a few more years, I don't give a crap. I'll let it happen.
That's right.
There's a tractor trailer stopped on the Interloop shoulder right before Providence Road. They're kind of looking at it. Not a big deal. The Parkville side is slow. Hartford Road around to Providence Road. The Interloop at Green Spring, not bad. There is some slowing on the west side, but it looks like they may have cleared a report of some debris that was on the outer loop between Liberty Road and Windsor Mill. It looks a little better now right there at Liberty Road. So in the meantime, just the normal heavy traffic. Both the tunnels are still backed up. 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer. Southbound 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Flood watch in effect as we're tracking strong storms later this afternoon and this evening. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Temperatures will warm up tomorrow. Right now we got a flood watch warning. 72 in Forest Hill. It is 74 in Middle River. Let's take a phone call here. Jeff in Phoenix is up next. Hello, Jeff.
Sean, good morning. Great show as always. And Michelle always does a phenomenal job when she fills in. Before I get to my points, the lawyer at the bottom of the hour talked about another person being rear-ended by a stolen car with probably a dead tag. I find it fascinating. If you walk through any shopping center or any place where there's many, many cars, I am amazed at how many people from Virginia come to Maryland to shop, to do whatever, and how many, Sean, expired tags there are out there. It's insane. But I wanted to talk about enemies foreign and domestic. And I think that we need to put in that group our schools, our Institute of Air Quote Higher Learning. You played that clip from Fox. I'm stunned that the host did not ask when the Socialists of America representative talked about their platform. Why? Why do you want to get rid of all things? I mean, it's a rhetorical question, Sean, but still, we are churning out like sausages for the past 50-some years. Young people who that's all they're indoctrinated with from the time the yellow bus takes them into the public schools. And then you hear the stories all the time, Sean, of parents who send their otherwise grounded, you know, semi-conservative, reasonable, logical children off to college and universities, notwithstanding the fact they're paying a ton of money to send them there. And after one semester, not even one semester, they come home either for Thanksgiving or Christmas break or what have you. They don't even recognize the child that they sent. And Michelle made a great point about the pandemic, and thank you for getting into Fauci. Isn't it amazing, Sean, how quickly after the gauntlet was thrown down for the pandemic, that there were millions of million stickers everywhere. You stand here, you go this way, et cetera, et cetera. The only way we change, Sean, let's talk about Maryland real quick, and I know you're up against the clock. There are basically a little less than 200 representatives in Annapolis, and that's not even inclusive of all the lobbyists and the staff and everything else, that are controlling close to 6 million citizens of Maryland. We can and must do better if we will all collectively use our brains and get involved, because I say this often, Sean, and again, thank you for the time. The land of pleasant living has become nothing more than the land of peasant living. And within our lifetime, Sean, Baltimore and Maryland were both one of the five top cities and the five top states with which to live, work, play, and retire. It took a long time to get us here. We can get back if we, the people, will wake up and get involved.
And the problem, Jeff, is, and you know, because you're covering this, you're running for office, is it's hard to run against Santa Claus. When you got people promising free food, free this, free tuition, free, again, there's no such thing as free. When you hear the word free, somebody somewhere is paying for it. And these voters today, they just don't get that. They've never taken an economic class or dabbled in economics whatsoever. It's supply and demand, and nobody's giving you anything for free. They tried that years ago when the pilgrims first came here, and it failed miserably. A lot of people died as a result. So, again, this is their last-ditch effort, and they're coming on strong. And let's not forget they are using the Democrat Party to do so. Got to run. But, Jeff, thanks again.
Thanks,
always a
Sean.
Pleasure. Have a great day. I want to tell you about Christmas in July Rescue Natural Supplements. Right now are marked down 50, 60, up to 73%. You only have about 2 or 3 days left in our Christmas in July promotion with Rescue Natural Supplements. So it doesn't matter which your favorite supplements are. Maybe it's omega-3. Maybe you would like to try a new supplement. Again, there's Glycomarine. There's Glyco Plus for joint stiffness and joint pain. We have the Rescue PM Spray and dissolvables for helping you fall asleep and stay asleep. All natural. No side effects whatsoever. We've got multivitamins. We have supplements that help you boost your own hormones, be it testosterone or estrogen. We have a number of these natural supplements. Right now, Christmas in July, best time to stock up outside of Black Friday. And here's what you do. Just give them a call. No coupon code needed. 1-800-26-ALIVE. 1-800-262-5483. Or you can order online right now today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Coming up next, demand for boost scholarships are rising in the state.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of the Midwest have taken a pounding from powerful storms that swept the region. That includes at least one tornado. Menisha, Wisconsin resident Kimberly Jones tells WBAY-TV that she was at home when the storm hit.
Sirens went off, and my daughter and I grabbed a cat, went in the basement, got really quiet, like ears started to pop, almost like we're on an airplane or something, and it was intense.
Hundreds of thousands of utility customers without power, outage stretching from Illinois and Wisconsin to Ohio. Anti-regime protesters in Iran continue to pay the ultimate price for speaking out.
It's the latest in a series of executions carried out by the Iranian authorities since the mass anti-government protests that peaked in January. Thousands of protesters were killed during a crackdown by the authorities. Tehran says the latest prisoners to be executed were involved in the killings of four security personnel in Ali Khani Square during the protests. Earlier this month, two other men were hanged over similar charges. UN rights experts say at least 24 people have been executed in connection with the uprising so far.
The BBC's Embarrassed Etherajan. White House meeting on tap today between President Trump and Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu. Mr. Trump will also be meeting separately with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Spring forward, fall back. President Trump says he's had enough of that.
President Trump is calling attention to legislation aimed at ending daylight saving time.
Let's get rid of daylight saving time stuff, okay? We have a bill, and hopefully the Senate's going to approve that one. The House approved it, and we're going to get rid of that.
The measure would end the practice of changing clocks twice a year. Willie Nelson, The White House.
On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 336 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 297 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
8:95 at the Old Harbor Tunnel is still slowing right around the Urban Avenue ramp area. It's stop and go from there. It's all the way through the tunnel looking at the traffic coming out here before you get to the Toll Plaza. At Child Street, it's just heavy traffic. All the lanes are open. And then 95 South had backed up to beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And now that's a little short of that between Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street. So 20 minutes at the Old Harbor Tunnel, at least 15 for the traffic on 95 South. JFX have been good there from Ruxton Road moving south towards downtown. The Beltway Interloop got a little slow from an earlier problem that we had on the Interloop above I-70. So we backed up at one point to Frederick Road, and now it's still there coming up from Route 40 towards I-70. It gets a little better once you clear the ramp at Liberty Road and up towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Hampstead and 74 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A young woman was stabbed to death in southwest Baltimore over the weekend, and police are searching for who killed her. Baltimore police have not yet released the victim's identity. Investigators initially said she was 19 years old, but later confirmed she was 18. Police responded just after 8 p.m. Saturday to West Baltimore Street near South Hilton Street, where officers found the 18-year-old suffering from stab wounds. She was taken to shock trauma and later pronounced dead. An employee with the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services was released Sunday after his arrest in Florida in connection to a group of teens allegedly stealing from a convenience store. Malik Harvey, 27, is accused of lying to law enforcement in Central Florida following the arrest of several teens he was supervising. He works at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center in Prince George's County, although his trip to Florida with the basketball team was not related to his work with DJS. According to the Polk County Sheriff's Office, the incident happened around 4 a.m. on July 23rd at a 7-Eleven in Central Florida. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 911, the pick 4, 9053. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The recent changes in the law makes it more important than ever to have a safe for your cash, jewelry, and important documents. Take advice from my friend Bill and buy a safe from Crestlock.com. He no longer keeps his cash in his mattress. Crestlock.com has a showroom full of safes with fire and burg ratings. We have a full selection of gun safes too. We are located at 10015 Pulaski Highway in Middle River. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. We can recommend the best safe to fit your needs.
Want to give more creative and fun gifts this year? Then visit us at Wild Birds Unlimited. Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Mary Lynn, and we have great gift ideas for your next birthday party, anniversary, retirement, or holiday celebration. We have a variety of bird feeders and houses, wind chimes, bird baths, nature-themed books, local and fair trade items, decor, and so much more. When you need an extra special gift, come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. And it was a nice game last night for Jackson Holliday.
Holliday smokes one to right for a four-hit game.
Hey, now.
Jackson Holliday carving up one tiger after another.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben at the call on Masson. Holliday is on a heater. Four hits last night, tying a career high in the O's 8-5 win over Detroit. 10 for 21 over his last six games. Post-game reaction from his manager.
Jackson is just, he's taking his hits the other way. You know, using the whole field, and he's really being a complete hitter. It's been fun to watch.
So has Lamar really fallen that far in the eyes of his peers? You'll recall a couple weeks ago, Lamar fell to number 69 in the top 100 players list, according to his peers in the NFL. This after coming in at number two for two consecutive years. Head coach Jesse Minter was asked about it.
There may not even be one other player in the league better than Lamar, yet alone 68 players in the league better than Lamar.
Yeah. Meanwhile, ice getting tangled up in sports as a former NFL linebacker has been deported. Daniel Ogama Odongo, 37 years of age from Kenya, was arrested by Indiana law enforcement multiple times over 9 years, according to ICE. Odongo played for the Colts from 2013 to 2015. His visa expired in 2026. Ogama has been deported. Coming up in 30 minutes, perhaps the most emotional sports call of all time. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local contact numbers. You can email us, am680wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. You can stream us live at wcbm.com or use the mobile app if you would like to listen in that area. Or just tune into AM680. That's always the number one. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Maryland voter rolls have been compromised by the Chinese, and yet what is this state doing about it? That was a recent, news bulletin that the president talked about, I guess, his speech a couple of weeks ago. What was it, last Thursday? Thursday before. Natalie Winters has done a great job in talking about which journalists have been compromised by the CCP. But the top story here today is that there's Boost. That's the scholarship program for low-income families here in Maryland. It was started last decade by then-Governor Hogan, who signed it into law. It's broadening options and opportunities for students today. Love these acronyms. BOOST. And again, it is something that we find that there are more and more applications has risen by 5%. To now over 60, almost close to 6,400 people apply for this in 2026. But funding has been cut by Governor Moore and the Democrats from $10.2 million to $9.5 million. And the actual number of scholarships awarded has decreased 14% from close to 3,300 to under 3,000. And why is that? Well, there are a number of reasons. But first, Elizabeth Green. She sat and worked with the Boost on the board. She says the program has been a success. The problem has been access.
Everyone deserves to have access to a good education. It shouldn't be defined by your zip code. It has helped thousands of families in seeking choice for their children.
According to Green, she's helped families escape failing or unsafe public schools. And again, look, these are schools that parents with the assistance of Boost, are able to help their children escape bad environments. But Governor Moore, in the next clip you're going to hear, Governor Moore is adamantly opposed because of these public taxpayer funds could be used for private. And so what? There are people who send their children to private schools and pay taxes anyway for public schools. So I just don't really understand his concern. But then again, it's the teachers' unions that control Westmore, and that's the reason why. Anyway, here's Elizabeth Green talking about parents' options with Boost scholarships.
They got tired of giving all of their information year after year after year and getting denied.
As we're thinking about that what needs to happen with public dollars, that public dollars should not be going to private schools.
Yeah, I would think there'd be a lot more people applying for it. But they, as she just pointed out, people are getting denied. And she says, look, Boost works. She's seen it up close and personal firsthand.
These very good parents who are able to, with the assistance of Boost, move their children to successful environments, and they are able to achieve.
Chris Pabst over Project Baltimore doing the interview with Elizabeth Green. And she points out, coming up in just a minute, we'll share it with you, but she points out that Wes Moore was a benefit of scholarship money going to a private school as a student, and now both of his children are in private schools. So I don't know why he's... Well, we kind of answered that question with the teachers' unions, but again, if you really truly are about educating children, giving them the best opportunities, getting them out of failing schools and bad learning environments, this is just one of the many tools in the toolbox. It should be utilized. And actually, they should get more funding, not less. 8:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now for the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Hey, there's a wreck. It looks like it's minor. It's on the shoulder, pretty much. Northbound 95 as you're coming up towards 395 in the city and run at the ramp that would take you on to Russell Street. So I can see the flashing lights well off to the side. We're starting to back up back towards the area of the Caton Avenue ramp. So if you're coming up from the Beltway from the Arbutus side, you're going to hit a back up there. It'll get better after 395 northbound. Then you'll be on your way once again. Now, heads up, also, the southbound side is looking at it just a bit. So if you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and you're working your way down through 395, eventually down to the Beltway, that's the reason for the slowdown now in that area. So we have to factor that in for the heavy traffic. We're just going to look back here. Okay, it's not backed up to Key Highway. So you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel without any problems. When you get to 395, you'll be on the brake lights there for about a half mile or so, and then you'll pick up speed once again. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy start to the day today, and we're looking at maybe some strong storms this afternoon and this evening, low 80s for the high. Temperatures will be warming up tomorrow in the mid upper 80s, close to 90, and very humid as this low pressure system moves through the area. Right now, a flood watch in throughout most of Baltimore Metro. It is 74 in Reisterstown, and right now 74 in Ocean City, where it is sunny, at least down at the Downy Ocean, as they say. From the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, time once again for our America 250 celebration. It was on this day, I should point out that Smile Design Center is sponsoring today's America 250. If you ever dream of achieving that perfect smile, call them, 410-321-1100. July 28, 1868, following its ratification by the necessary three quarters of U.S. states, the 14th Amendment, that's the birthright citizenship one, recently the Supreme Court botched, but it was adopted. And saying that all persons born or naturalized in the United States, including formerly enslaved peoples, officially adopted in the U.S. Constitution. And, of course, as we mentioned, the Supreme Court has blew that one thanks to Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Roberts. But we have been introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration, and none of them died as a result of their signature. But before that war ended, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes, and none of the 56 signatories ever renounced their signature. One of those, as we're meeting the Virginia delegation, Richard Henry Lee was the fourth and eight surviving children of Thomas and Hannah Harrison Ludwell Lee. He grew up in Stratford Hall, eventually would go to school in England, would marry his wife in England, and eventually would come back to Virginia. In 1758, he would enter the Virginia legislature, known as the House of Burgesses, where he would serve until 1775. Britain's proclamation of 1763, which put a temporary stop on land acquisition and settlement west of the Appalachians, led to tensions between Virginia colonists and the mother country. Richard Henry Lee took a leading role in that protest against this policy. The imposition in 1765 of the Stamp Act further inflamed Virginia's political leadership, and it was Richard Henry Lee who drafted a letter to King George III warning him not to impose such direct taxes. By 1774, Lee was in Philly as a delegate to the First Continental Congress. Here he met John and Samuel Adams, two of the most vocal advocates for independence. The three men formed an alliance that dominated Congress for several years, and by this time, Lee was a declared radical. He supported the economic boycott of British goods and spoke passionately against the Quebec Act. Lee was a delegate to the Second Continental Congress that met in 1775. He and the Adamses bided their time while the more moderate delegates sought a way to reconcile with mother country. When their efforts failed, these three independent advocates entered the debate. And the rest, as they say, would be history. On June 7, 1776, Richard Henry Lee presented his now famous motion, resolved that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states. The debate that immediately followed was so heated that the presiding officer of the Congress, John Hancock, tabled Lee's motion. He scheduled the debate to resume on July 1st, 1776. One day later, Richard Henry Lee's motion passed. And on July 4th, Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence was approved, and Richard Henry Lee signed it. Years later, he would become a delegate to Congress. He would serve as a president for a year, from 1785 to 1784, rather to 1785, but once again resigned, citing poor health. He was back in Congress in 1787 and submitted a short list of amendments to the Constitution. Again, Lee eventually would accept an appointment in 1788 as senator from Virginia, and then a second term. But then he basically refused that term, citing deteriorating health. He wrote that he had grown gray in the service of his country, suffered from infirmities that could only be relieved by a quiet retirement. Richard Henry Lee, one of the original 56, died at his home in Virginia in June of 1794. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop. Shoot. Improve.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talking about the Boost Scholarship Program, which should be getting more funding, not being cut out. Governor Moore reducing Boost funding in 2023, celebrated by the Maryland State Education Association, the teachers' unions, which they want a complete phase out of the Boost program. And let's face it, it draws attention to the failing administrative state of Maryland schools, some counties. Look, Maryland overall has got pretty good schools. You look at Howard County, look at Montgomery County. There are really good counties, Western Maryland, Eastern Shore, for the most part. The two biggest dark spots are Baltimore City and Prince George's County schools. And they're dragging the rest of the state down. And many of there are good schools within those jurisdictions. Unfortunately, the bad schools are allowed to stay open. They're not being run well. The administrators are skimming off the top. And the teachers are kind of left fending for their own. And that's why if you're trapped in one of these schools, this is where Boost could help if you qualify from an income standpoint. But the governor doesn't see that argument. He obviously has got blinders on when it comes to the teachers' unions. 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, just a heads up on 95, if you're coming up from the Beltway, you're coming up to Camden Yards, and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. A couple of vehicles and a police car were off to the right side, just around the Russell Street ramp. Just adding to the backup, and really didn't back us up too badly, only back to about the area of the Caton Avenue ramp. So we're getting through, and we're moving traffic. The southbound side now has improved. That was slowing right at 395. Both the tunnels getting a little bit better. We're right now in the area of maybe 7 to 10 minute delays on the southbound side. So an improvement there. Still some slow pockets around the Beltway. I-97 southbound, you might still be a little bit slow there at the top of the hill as you're heading towards Annapolis. And again, that would be just a normal delay with the heavy traffic from there going down to the merge at I-97 and Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We are going to be partly cloudy today. It'll be humid. We're tracking some storms heading our way. That's why there's a flood watch in effect throughout the Baltimore Metro. Low 80s for the high today. And then tomorrow, things will warm up a bit into the upper 80s. And right now, we're looking at a pretty good chance of rain a little bit later on this afternoon, almost 90%. 75 and flood watch in Middle River. 74 in Parkville. One final note on the Boost Scholarship Program. Remember, in the book The Other Wes Moore, which was written by the current occupant of the governor's mansion, he talked about how he got a private scholarship to the Valley Forge Military Academy, which pretty much got him on the straight and narrow path. And then he also sends both of his children to private schools. So it's not that he's opposed to private schools. It's just that he's a captive of the teachers' unions.
And I think that Boost is very much in keeping with the message of that book, that with advocacy and with a little bit of assistance, your child can achieve.
So if you really do are running on a leave no one behind, that's your platform by Wes Moore, you are then leaving many of these children behind in failing schools, poor performing schools, when you're not giving them an opportunity to get out. just because, and again, you would think the teachers, educators, and I would think most teachers are okay with it. It's the unions and their upper management and the administrators that are having issues with it. Let's go to the phones. Steve is in Reisterstown. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning. Real quick on what you just talked about, I'm waiting for them to outlaw homeschooling because of the unions.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they'll try. I mean, that's...
Yeah. But listen, I heard you're better at politics than I am. I heard that the parliamentarian can be fired by the vice president, and that's exactly what's holding up the Save America Act. I saw that on Carl Higbee last night. Anybody, there's like four people that can fire this parliamentarian, and it's not happening, which we're getting played.
Yeah, this was, Elizabeth McDonald is her name, and she was originally appointed by Obama. Thune can fire her. The Senate Republican leadership can fire her. The vice president, as president of the Senate, can fire her as well. And she's the one that is basically ruling that the Save America Act can't be used in certain bills or whatever. But again, you got 15 senators that are allegedly, according to Thune, don't want to vote to terminate the filibuster. So she's not relevant to that argument. It's just the language of the bill.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, again, the hypocrisy and the way we're going, it, you know, 15 are starting to look like communists, socialists.
Yeah. Well, that's happening, not just in the Democrat Party. That's where they found a home. But I think the Uniparty, which is these others, it's more about the power, Steve. It's not about representing their constituents or America. It's about the power they're reluctant to give up.
I can't imagine that, though. You know what I mean? I just can't even fathom that if I was in office. I wouldn't act like that. It's just amazing.
Well, because you're a common sense guy. You're a common sense guy that would want to do the best for the American people. And there are some in the Senate and in the House that share our thoughts, but there are many that are just addicted to this power. They don't want to give it up. Power and money.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Thank you for the call. Again, you know, Steve's a working guy. You know, and so, you know, again, for the working man and woman of America, we don't think like they do. We don't. It really is. It's a departure. It's back in the day, our founding fathers, they were wealthy people. Obviously, we've been introducing some of our signers of the Declaration of Independence, but there are a lot of them were farmers. And, you know, they were agrarians. They were living off the land, and they basically did what they had to do and got this country in the right direction. And of course, some of that was the early slavery was an issue, obviously. But in the long run, they came up with the best country in the world. They came up with the best document of government, the Constitution. They risked everything with the Declaration of Independence. So while they had some flaws, as we all do, where else is it better? And where else can you point to with the and so I think we've gotten away from that experiment. That's what's got us in trouble right now. Our friends at Town Appliance, I want to tell you, they have got incredible backyard setups. So if you walk in, see my good buddies, Mayor and Mayor, who both run the place. They've got Heston and Coyote and Weber and XO and Linux. These are the top brands in outdoor grilling that you can buy. Right now, they've extended that 4th of July savings event through the end of this month. And so I would advise, if you want to be the true master of your own backyard with your brand-new grilling setup, or you just want a replacement grill, check them out. Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. And again, you can check them out also at townappliance.com. Coming up next, we're going to take a look at Natalie Winters is naming names as some of the Chinese have compromised some of our journalists as well. And coming up, don't forget, Kim Klasick is off today. Jen Charlton will be sitting in for Kim coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Speaking of news, Maggie Hunter has got the latest. I mean the latest.
Very much the latest. Fox 45 reports that the Montgomery County Firefighters Association is condemning statements from county leaders who said first responders violated the Trust Act last week during an incident along the Potomac River. 7 News cameras were there near Cabin John, where Montgomery County Fire and Rescue was prepared to assist with a swift water rescue after suspects in a federal traffic stop jumped into the river. The letter from the union was sent to council member Kristen Mink. And State Delegate Gary Simmons Simmons was charged with second-degree assault in a physical family dispute in Anne Arundel County, according to Maryland court records. Simmons, 55, is accused of grabbing a female member's left arm very tightly after a verbal altercation in Brooklyn Park. Court records said Simmons asked the adult relative to move her vehicle, and she jokingly replied no. Simmons then put his hands in her face, and when she pushed them away, he grabbed her, charging documents alleged. The records say the relative's brother separated the two and corroborated her story. And Howard University officials said so far at least 46 students have been reinstated since over 500 students learned they had been unenrolled weeks before classes begin. Isabella Williams, an incoming freshman, spoke to 7 News when she first learned she was unenrolled from the historically black university. She has since been reinstated. Williams learned of her unenrollment on Wednesday. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shaw and Shamik Shaw with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still some slowing going into both the tunnels, but no incidents right now. And then 95 passing here at Camden Yards. The lanes are open going out to the Beltway. The exit ramp from 95 south onto Russell Street is backed up a little bit. That could indicate that there could be a problem. That's a very long ramp that takes you down through there, brings you out at Russell Street in the Westport area. Might be something there at the end of the ramp, so I'll have to keep an eye on that. The Sky Ramp coming into Camden Yards looks pretty good right now on northbound 395. Still some slowing on the Beltway on the west side on both the inner and the outer loop around I-70 through Green Spring to the JFX, and on the Parkville side, some slowing at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We are weather alert as we track the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms, especially on Tuesday afternoon into the evening time. Damaging wind gusts could see some heavy rain as well, so make sure to stay weather aware. Temperatures will be a little bit warmer as we head toward the middle of the week. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the O's go for 2 in a row tonight in Detroit, sending Dean Kramer to the hill. Opposite the tough right-hander, Troy Melton, who's 5-1 on the year with a 195 earned run average. Now, last night, it was an uncharacteristic start for Kyle Bradish, who got cuffed around for 10 hits and 5 runs allowed in 4 2/3 innings pitched, although the Birds did come back for the 8-5 win.
They let off some good breaking balls, and I wasn't really able to land those for strikes, and then early on, had some soft contact on the fastballs for singles. And
Lowe's offense bailing out Bradish with 12 hits, among them 3 home runs. Leody Taveras, Kobe Mayo, and Tyler O'Neill going deep for Baltimore. Meanwhile, out west, the juggernaut called the Red Sox continued their march.
2-0. Rafaela in the air to left. Thomas goes back.
Was courtesy of MLB TV. Sedan Rafaela, his first career Grand Slam, comes in the 6th inning last night, and it was all Boston needed. 4-2 the final over the Athletics. The Red Sox were 37-48 on July 1st. They were 14 games back in the AL East. Since then, 18-2, 7 back and in control of the wild card. Report day today for Ravens veterans. Practice beginning tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Owings Mills. Head coach Jesse Minter on what Ravens fans can expect from from the offense.
We're going to try to be very explosive and find explosive plays. We're going to obviously get the run game going with Derrick Henry and all the guys.
King, not quite as explosive last year as in 2024. Still, 1,595 yards and 16 touchdowns a year ago. Sad news to report from the NFL. Jordan Devey, a Super Bowl champion with the New England Patriots, has died by suicide. Devey played for five teams over a seven-year career and was the only player in league history to block for Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen. Jordan Devey was 38 years of age. And finally, greatest thing I heard all weekend, it's from the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, and the announcers are going nuts because their team has previously lost 11 times in the finals. Here's the moment when Mayo wins for the first time in 75 years.
Get it out of there! Get it out of there!
Go on, get men loose!
They have men loose! It's David McBride! It's David McBride! Just 30 seconds to go! We're 45 yards from the dirty goal! He's got Tommy Conroy! Tommy Conroy's in for a goal! Yeah!
Yeah!
Tommy Conroy! Oh my God! 5 seconds to go! The famine is over! Hit the nuclear button!
Oh, my God. I didn't understand hardly any of it. but you know,
there was a countdown, 30 seconds, Tommy, Conrad, oh, my God.
But you don't have to know anything about Gaelic football, Sean, to understand the emotion.
It's 75 years. That is just amazing. It might be the longest ever.
And we went 14 years of destitute Baltimore baseball. Imagine if it was 75. All right. The time now, 8:37. When we return, how about this? The story of a pitcher who got traded for beer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
All right, so this happened apparently in 2005. It was the Golden Baseball League. It's an independent league, not affiliated with Major League Baseball. However, Ricky Henderson did play for one of the teams after his career was over. Apparently, the Schaumburg Flyers needed beer. They needed a lot of beer. They needed 60 cases of beer, which was 1,440 cans. So what they did was they went ahead and they traded a pitcher named Niall Thatch. The Schaumburg Flyers traded Niall Thatch to the Fullerton Flyers. Yes, both teams were named the Flyers.
Okay.
Nigel Thatch in return for 60 cases, 1,440 cans of beer.
Why don't they just trade it for cash and they go out and buy the beer?
Apparently they wanted the barter system, Sean.
Exactly. Well, they wanted publicity is what they wanted.
So instead of getting traded for bats and balls, you got traded for beer.
Now, I've never heard of the Golden Baseball League, and I've never heard of these two Flyers teams, but now we have.
Yeah, well, I thought it was appropriate because the trade deadline's coming up, so we'll see
much.
If anything like that happens.
I don't think we're going to have any trades like that.
You don't think so, huh?
All right. Thanks, Gary. 8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And Natalie Winters, and I know Natalie. She is a correspondent, and she sometimes co-hosts the War Room with Steve Bannon. She's a young journalist, and she's the true meaning of the term journalist. She does not, obviously accept any kind of payment in order to write stories or promote coverage or whatever. She's a very good and investigative journalist, and she digs hard to get her stories. And she's done it again. We're now finding out there are mainstream journalists on China's payroll. Foreign agent filings, she writes, reveal the operatives working for the CCP-linked influence organization planned free trips for American journalists based on the potential for favorable coverage and sought to effectively disseminate positive messages about Beijing. And she cross-referenced the filings with archived newsletters, annual reports, and contemporaneous accounts. The investigation has uncovered the names of prominent American journalists who participated in these trips organized by China, paid for by China and an organization called the China-United States Exchange Foundation, which is an arm of the Chinese Communist Party, and a group that they have called United Front. These organizations that had journalists, alleged in air quotes, from the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, the Washington Compost, NPR, the Associated Propagandist, Vox, the Atlantic, LA Times, Chicago Tribune, and other major American news organizations. These trips were followed by columns and reports defending Chinese government policies, attacking President Trump's confrontation with Beijing, or presenting the decline of American manufacturing as unavoidable. End of quote. Washington lobbyists, and they're just as guilty as the journalists. We talk about the domestic enemies, the enemy within. Washington lobbyists and PR firms working for the organization describe plans to recruit influential journalists, generate favorable coverage, and effectively disseminate positive messages to the media, key influencers and opinion leaders, and the general public. I can tell you right now, A, I'm not a journalist, B, I've never accepted a cent from the Red Chinese. Or anybody else for that matter, except for my employer, the Mangione family. Records identify the following journalists as participants in these CCP-sponsored, funded trips. Ezra Klein, co-founder of Vox, New York Times reporter. Matthew Iglesias, co-founder of Vox. Ron Brownstein, CNN senior political analyst. Bradford Plumer, New York Times reporter. Marjorie Miller, former AP vice president and editor. Steve Clemens, former editor-at-large at The Hill. David Rohde, former New York editor and current MS Now national security reporter. Jonathan Alter, MSNBC commentator. David Sweeney, former NPR managing editor. And on and on and on it goes. The list is too long for me to... But one columnist of note, Washington Post columnist Catherine Rampel, disclosed that one of her trips was funded by this organization, and here was her disclosure at the bottom of her columns. Quote, my trip is being paid for by the China-United States Exchange Foundation, a Hong Kong-based nonprofit that aims to improve Americans' understanding of China. The disclosure acknowledged who paid for it. It did not tell us the organization's foreign agent representatives had discussed journalist trips in terms in exchange of and for favorable coverage and disseminating positive messages about Beijing. So, the state-run media, and there she has plenty of examples in her column. You should check it out on her Substack. Natalie Winters is the author. Plenty of examples of how, after the columns they wrote and the packages that they did after they got their trips paid for by China to come back to write all sorts of glowing, favorable articles. We'll share another example coming up in just a second. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
There's some slowing in the construction area now. The midday construction sets up I-95 northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. So right there, 76-mile marker northbound, you'll get a speed reduction there. The outer loop here on the Beltway at Harford Road is still backed up, and it's slow going over towards Perrin Parkway and then up the hill towards Providence Road. The interloop through Greenspring still has some slowing as well. That finally does get better after you clear the ramp and the interchange at the JFX. For the most part, the last time we looked, and I'm heading there right now, the outer loop is still busy from 795 going down through the ramps at Frederick Road, and a little bit heavy yet on the inner loop coming up from Route 40 West, but much better than it was about 30 minutes ago through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy skies today and chance of, some significant storms, severe times. Flood watch is in effect for today, and we're looking at highs in the low to mid-80s. Tomorrow, upper 80s to near 90. Right now, flood watch in effect, 75 in Owings Mills, 76 in Annapolis. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a Nebraska family has been reunited with their dog, Chong, who had been missing for 5 years. He turned up at an Indiana truck stop, 643 miles from home. Here's his owner, Immaculata Jackman.
I still looked for him. We still went to our old neighborhood and drove around and looked to see if we could see anyone walking him or if he was running around somewhere. Never lose hope, because it's been 5 years and we found him.
just an incredible story. And again, we always love these animals reunited with their owners. Our feel-good news segment of the day brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Attention all grillers. Want to impress your family and friends this 4th of July and beyond? Here's your chance at Town Appliance at Owings Mills for their huge holiday event. They have the best grills on display in their showroom, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XL, and Lynx. Plus, over 70 top appliance brands. Mayer & Mayer makes shopping simple, easy, and fun with flexible financing to fit your budget. They're open Sunday through Friday. All you have to do is visit townappliance.com today.
Yeah, imagine any of these journalists going over there writing about the fate of the Uyghurs, or you know, the what China is doing to its people on a regular basis. No, we don't get that. We just get their propaganda. That's what it is. It's paid propaganda, Chinese, and these journalists are compromised. They should not be trusted. These are just some of the names. Let me give you one more example. David Rohde, he's the current national security editor at MS Now. His trip was paid for by the Red Chinese as part of this organization. He praised the role of the Chinese state. Here's what he wrote. Quote, "Unlike the United States, where free market advocates deride the role of government, the Chinese state has played a central role in creating, supporting, and expanding businesses here." He defended the economic opportunities in a system run by Beijing. Quote, "Those successes show that for all the attacks from American politicians on Chinese currency manipulation, American companies can find profits in China." And then he argued that Americans should accept the permanent disappearance of our large-scale domestic industry. Quote, "Americans, meanwhile, should accept that large-scale manufacturing will never return to the United States." He then concluded American companies should profit from China's rise while dismissing political objections in Washington as ideological babble. All right? So there we have it, the enemy from within. Take a phone call here from Alice in Cadenceville. Good morning, Alice.
Oh, good morning, Sean. So you just, you know, talking about China, it just amazes me how willing people are to just sell their souls for money. You know, they're just paying for, you know, something that is not real, and they are being told how to think over there. And critical thinking really should be taught more here in our country. And but which brings me to why I called. You were talking about homeschooling and how it may be made illegal. Well, I started homeschooling back in the early mid 90s or so, and you know, I was concerned back then about Maryland making it illegal, but it was explained to me by other homeschooling moms that Calvert School in Baltimore had a strong lobbying arm in Annapolis, and they wanted to be able to keep sending their curriculum all over. And, you know, if you wanted third grade in a box airdropped into the outback of Australia, Calvert School would send it to you. And so about a dozen years ago or so, its homeschooling division was broken off, and it was sold to a different, like, company. Mm-hmm. So I am still concerned now that homeschooling may be made illegal. But, you know, if we can get homeschoolers to have a strong lobbying arm, but, you know, money is what talks around here. So
yeah, you got to have people, number one, at the school, local school board that are friendly to homeschoolers, and then it goes right up the chain. But there are countries where it is illegal. Germany, it's absolutely illegal to homeschool. In Sweden and in China, of course, that should not surprise anybody, that their systems are compulsory. They don't want any other thought than what the state will allow to be taught in Germany, Sweden, and China. And I think there are some other countries as well. So it's not illegal here yet, but I'm sure one day that is going to be.
So it comes down to whether or not we want freedom in this country,
right,
Sean. Do we want freedom or not?
Freedom of thought, freedom of expression. Exactly. Again, there really is no academic freedom anymore on college campuses. It's basically, it's kind of it's forced, as we talk about it, these are Marxist madrasas. It's indoctrination of thought by these alleged higher institutes of learning. Alice, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a shame, but I have to tell you, the feel-good news stories every day, those moments they make my day. So thanks for doing those.
All right. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it, Austin. You have a great day. 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, the Biden tapes are out. Not gone through all of them yet, but it's pretty halting when you hear. Remember Robert Hur, the special counsel, said he was an elderly man with a poor memory? That was very, very kind description to what I heard in some of these tapes. And he may have also divulged classified information. That coming up next in just a second. And don't forget, Kim Klasick is off today. Jen Charlton from WFMD out in Frederick is going to be guest hosting a little bit later on here in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, this is Rod Wittstedt. For the past year, I've been advertising here on WCBM, trying to offer Kim's listeners a very affordable rate of $525 for a will, a power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. Well, I can't keep that low rate up forever. If you contact me before August 1st, I will honor that rate. Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL. Thank you. By the way, $750 is still a great rate.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 AM WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Local story, a man is accused of killing his girlfriend in Colombia over the weekend, has now been arrested without incident in Texas. This is Darwin Carcamo Santiago, charged first and second degree murder in the killing of Esmeralda Perez Mendez of Tacoma Park. The story does not say whether they were in the country legally or not. We're continuing to research this story. Hopefully we'll have some results for you here in the near future. It's 8:53. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Put me in for $20 on that bet.
All right. you're then. You're on Kelsey. You're down in the prediction market.
Flag it.
I wonder if you could do that with Kelsey. I bet you could. We'll see. Yeah.
I'm going to make some money off this show one of these days.
Yeah, one of these days.
95 North coming up from the southwest side of the Beltway up through Camden Yards at 395. Still a bit slow. There was a wreck in that area for about 45 minutes. We're only backed up to just around the Caton Avenue ramp, and it's moving as you're going further north and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Finally, getting some improvements southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing major there now, but maybe a little bit more than 5 to 7 minutes, both on 95 and 895. There are some slow areas on the Beltway. The west side is getting better down through I-70 towards Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Spring, still a bit slow, and the outer loop has a slow pocket there right around the ramps at Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a wet one a little later on this afternoon. We got cloudy skies, highs in the low to mid 80s today. But we're getting strong severe storms this afternoon, this evening. Could include heavy downpours, gusty winds. And that's why there's a flood watch in effect for low-lying areas a little bit later on. Right now we're looking at it is a cloudy 75 in Reisterstown and 77 in downtown Baltimore. Last Friday, Chairman Joe gave up the fight and declined to seek further review of an appeals court ruling on the release of 70 hours of conversations he had with his ghostwriter for his book. So the Oversight Project on Monday afternoon began to release recordings of his interviews with ghostwriter Mark Zwanitzer. And the tapes make clear that Biden disclosed massive amounts of classified information to his ghostwriter. In here, at one point in the audio interview, you can hear Biden saying to Zwanitzer, "Some of this may be classified, so be careful. I'm not sure. It's not marked classified, but..." And then at another point in the conversation with his ghostwriter, Biden says, "The next thing I have here is, this is classified." Here's just a portion of that audio.
classified, so be careful with it.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I didn't know more classified, but...
Robert Herr, February of 2024, released a 345-page report saying that Joe Biden willfully retained classified information. However, he decided not to charge him. He said there's evidence Biden retained classified notebooks, knowing he was not allowed to do so. So here was a guy not charged, even though he willfully retained SCIF-designated classified documents and shared material with his ghostwriter. Remember Petraeus? General David Petraeus got in trouble for sharing classified information with his ghostwriter. And he got charged, but ended up in some kind of a plea agreement. But Jeff Clark, he has looked into this. And again, he was at the Justice Department in the first Trump term. He said that based on the current law, the way that it is written, this is a former Assistant Attorney General Jeff Clark. The tapes make it clear that Joe Biden illegally retained classified information and then illegally shared it with somebody else that did not have a top security clearance. And the law states because Biden released classified information to his ghostwriter, he should forfeit the $8 million book advance he was gifted with. He must also forfeit his home in Delaware, where he illegally kept classified information. 18 U.S. Code 798D, you know, so when you look at it, why didn't Special Counsel Robert Herr seek a prosecution and then forfeiture of the $8 million book advance and the Delaware House and any other Biden property where he kept classified information? That's part of the penalty based on a conviction. So why did you give Joe Biden a free pass, Robert Herr? Why? Again, the deep state cometh. And so that, you got to look at that. That's just, again, they confirm what we've known now for quite some time. And that's something that we're obviously going to have to keep an eye on there and see if the Justice Department will do what it's supposed to do. Trump administration threatening Anne Arundel County schools over their gender identity policy yesterday. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said, as a mother and a grandmother, it is unconscionable that any school district would hide the most sensitive information about children in their care from their own parents. This is not only an affront to basic moral principles, but also to parents' rights under federal law. On Monday, the Trump administration threatened to punish Anne Arundel County school system with legal action or the loss of federal funding for allegedly withholding information about a student's gender identity and transition from the student's parents. A AA County Schools spokesperson said officials have not yet reviewed the Education Department and its claims with attorneys. But when you look at it, they did this before down in Fairfax County, if you remember correctly. The Education Department withheld federal funding because the school district allows students to use restrooms associated with their gender identity of choice, du jour. And they lost federal funding for that. So I think the writing is on the wall here. AA County Public School System, you're about ready to lose some federal funding, which might be to prove interesting for Stuart Pittman and others in Anne Arundel County. We'll see what happens. We'll stay in tune to that. Tomorrow, we're going to take a look at an investigation into the Empower program, into BGE, of course, and your utility bills. That investigation is now not complete, but it's in process. We've got some interesting things to share about that. Jen Charlton is sitting in for Kim Klasick. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Tomorrow, Andrew Langer will be in for Kim. And then on Thursday, Amber Duke will be here for Kim as well. Kim is back on Friday. Till tomorrow morning, thanks to Michelle, our producer, sitting in for Kristen. See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.